my. The best show is underway. We are now here on a Tuesday night, ready to begin. Look out, Jack. The best show's coming. Here we are. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's episode of The Best Show. We're going to have a lot of fun things to do. We have Mary Houlihan will be in later. It's very fun. Very talented person. We have... We're going to talk about Suicide Squad. Right? Suicide Squad, look out! We are going to talk about... What is the dumbest first name? All night long, we will decide at the end of the night on a dumb first name. One male, one female. And how it works is you vote, you say what the name is, you have to cite why it's a dumb first name. Then you can people can rebut whether it's a dumb first name with examples of why it's not. And at the end of the show, two names will stand tallest. And they will be known as the dumbest first names in existence. Here we go. Best show underway in 70. Wait, no. Best show underway in 140, 139, 138, 137, 136, 135, 135. Show Tuesday night, or whenever you're listening to this, just know it was recorded on a Tuesday night. Maybe when you're listening to this, it will be the future, and there's no such thing as Tuesdays or Wednesdays or calendars or anything like that. It's all a part of the past, and you don't even know what I'm talking about now. You'll have to reference the jip in your head. To tell you what's what. Well, yeah, this show will be studied in the future. I know it. Yeah, let them all do their thing now. Let them all have it. The Indiana Jones minute. And look, those guys seem like nice guys. They wanted me to do the show. I only say it out of pure jealousy that they're making a truckload of money doing their thing, and I ain't. But we're doing this for the ages. The ages! We just heard from a new band called Omni. Sounded old. It's new. Omni. They are from Atlanta, Georgia, and their album is on Trouble in Mind Records. It's an album called Deluxe. Just came out. And the name of that song was Wednesday Morning. TroubleInMindRex.com. The best show here on a Tuesday night. The phone number, 201-332-3484. How's everybody doing? The topic tonight, what is the dumbest first name? Now is the time to call with that. We'll be doing that all throughout the show. 201-332-3484. We got AP Mike here tonight. We got Dudio. We got, and Dudio, his name is not legally Dudio for the time being. I'm hearing some court proceedings are underway. In 2 months, his name will legally be Dudio. What he doesn't know is I'm legally going to sneak in there at the last second and switch what it says on the paper. The first piece of mail he gets, Bed Bath & Beyond postcard made out to Slaw Dog. Oh, he'll realize it then. And you know what the best part is? He'll blame Mike. And the two of them are going to have a good old-fashioned producer fight. Because that's how they want it. These two think it's Highlander up in here. They think it's Highlander, that there can only be one of them. They don't really. I'll have eight producers out there. I'll do like the bleeping dwarves. Right? How many dwarves were there, Mike? Eight? What? Nine dwarves? That doesn't sound right. Snow White and the Nine Dwarves? What is it? Eight or seven? Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Not eight or nine. How many members of Jackass are there, Mike? And we're not counting Rab himself or any of those guys, or that one prevert from Wax. Nine? Are there nine Wu-Tang Clan members and Jackass members? And they both have one deceased member? Well, that sounds like something that could be up for discussion. But it's not! Who's good? Two? No, this mumble mouth. I tell you, What is he out there? What are you doing? An oatmeal tasting out there? I'm throwing him out. I'm throwing him out. I got to pick a line. I don't know which one he wants. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Sorry.
Hi, welcome to the best show. To whom am I speaking?
This is John from Portland.
John from Portland. What Portland? Maine or Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay. What's going on tonight in Portland?
Not much. Sunny. You know, sleep trouble. I keep hearing you talking about having sleep trouble on the show,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, man. I don't sleep no more.
Are you busy or are you just tossing and turning?
I'm busy. I got stuff to do.
Well, that's good.
Well, is it?
I mean, it's better than just staying awake, lying in bed, staring at the ceiling.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. So what can I do for you, Chief?
I've got one for the topic.
Of the dumbest first name. What's your suggestion?
Well, I don't mind the name so much as I've just never met a good Travis.
Travis. Okay, Travis. It's on the board.
Yeah. Name's okay, person, never met one.
People can dispute it or endorse that.
Okay.
Thanks, John. Best show.
Or endorse that.
Okay.
Hi.
This is Sugar Bear from Pasadena.
What, are you driving a tractor trailer?
I think I just have a really bad phone.
Uh-huh. So you call yourself Sugar Bear. Who gave you the nickname Sugar Bear? You? You give it to yourself?
No, it was my old boss.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't work for that boss anymore?
I was actually going to ask you, should I retire the nickname? I don't work for that boss anymore.
Why did you get the nickname Sugar Bear?
Well,
first of all, what's the first name we're actually working with here?
Andrew is my first name, but
okay.
I also have a one for the topic.
All right, but how did you get Sugar Bear?
When I asked for a work email address, there's no actual story behind Sugar Bear. It's just that was funny because everyone else's email was their first name at the company.
Yeah, and yours is?
And mine is Sugar Bear.
So you started the Sugar Bear thing.
No, they chose it for me. As
why?
Like bullying, cyberbullying. Does that count as cyberbullying?
I think it might. Do you like when you hear the song Someone Saved My Life Tonight? Do you feel like that's about you?
I can't say that I know that song.
Oh, come on. Your nickname is Sugar Bear, and you've never heard the song, oh, Someone Saved My Life Tonight, Sugar Bear. Right? You almost had your hooks in me, didn't you, dear? You don't know that song? You nearly had me roped and tied. That song? You don't know that? Out of bound, hypnotized, sweet freedom, whispered in my ear. You're a butterfly, and butterflies are free to fly. Fly away, high away, bye-bye. You don't know that song by Elton John?
I don't, but now that you mentioned
I guess you're too busy listening to Dead Moon, right? I guess you're too busy, right? Right? What, are you listening to Pawn Demos? Get off my phone. Don't know Someone Saved My Life Tonight. A little too cool for school, man. Was that even the guy from Oregon? I don't think so. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Jeff from Brooklyn.
Jeff from Brooklyn.
Yo.
What do you got, Jeff?
Sorry?
What do you got for me, Jeff?
I have a stupid name that drives me nuts. It's Martin. Because you can't ever pronounce it right. Like, you either need to drop a consonant or over-pronounce a consonant. And you can't even shorten it. Like, you can't call somebody Marty or
sure you can.
Mark.
Short, McFly, you call them Marty. Scorsese.
Okay.
They're all Martin. I'm taking Martin right off the list. I'm taking Martin off because there's Martin DeGrell, who does the Best Show Gems and Best Show Best. He's been doing that forever. And we got Martin, who works on the website, spelled the same way. He built the whole system that you're listening to the show on. I'm not going to insult this guy. How dare you? Get off my phone. Best Show. Oh, I'm in some mood tonight, huh? How do you like this? What's up?
How's it going?
It's going great. Who's this?
This is John in Lindenhurst.
John in Lindenhurst. What do you got for me, John?
I've got a couple for the topic tonight.
Let's hear it. What names?
Well, first, I guess this guy, he was like a game show host or something, and I can't imagine this is a real first name, but he goes by it, so I'm going with it. Wink Martindale.
So you want Wink. Is his actual first name Wink? I'll put Wink down. Wink. What's the other one you got?
Jason Lee's child's name. The actor Jason Lee.
Yeah. What is it?
He named his child Pilot Inspector. Inspector with a K.
Yeah, but those are not. Those are showbiz mutants giving names.
I understand your point here. And I have one more then.
Let's hear it, Chief.
The former New York Knick and Orlando Magic All-Star, Anthony Hardaway.
No, that I'm not putting him on. I like that name.
Okay.
Get off my phone. Best Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from, Scott?
From Minneapolis.
Can you believe that guy didn't know Someone Saved My Life tonight?
You know what? Actually, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Some guy called and he said his nickname was Sugar Bear, and then he didn't know the song Someone Saved My Life Tonight, which has the name Sugar Bear in it.
Well, I do like that cereal.
Ugh, you're bugging me. But go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not going to hang up on you or anything. I'm not hanging up on you. Go ahead.
All right. So, yeah, I would say, like, it's a cross between best and worst name.
All right, let's hear
Merlin.
Merlin, that's pretty good, Merlin.
Like, it's great, mm-hmm. because who wouldn't want to be called Merlin, but at the same time,
Merlin sounds like an insult. Like, it sounds like you're making fun of somebody for being the opposite of a wizard. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Nice try, Merlin.
Right. Like, and it's always abbreviated. Like, there's these old-timers, like, mm-hmm. and they call themselves just Merle. But, you know, their name is Merlin.
Yeah. All right. Merlin. It's on the list.
All right.
Best Show.
Hey, hello.
Oh, hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, this is William from Oklahoma City.
William from Oklahoma City. What do you got for me, William?
I wanted to talk about the topic, the topic for the show.
The names, the dumbest first names. What do you have?
Yeah, I've got kind of a controversial one.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel good about it, though. I'm gonna go ahead and say Tom.
Tom, interesting.
Yeah, I feel like you're a good Tom, though. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, and who's a bad one?
I got a list. I'm going to say Tom from Tom and Jerry.
The cat. The cat.
Yeah, he's bad. Tom Bergeron's probably a bad guy.
Tom Bergeron brings us our bloopers and
I don't trust him.
And our blunders and our funniest home videos.
All right. I'm kind of rethinking Tom Bergeron now.
Yeah. Go ahead. Who else? Hanks? Tom Hanks is so terrible.
Oh, Tom Arnold.
Tom Hanks is so terrible. Tom Arnold? What, you don't like Tom Arnold? You never saw... what did he do that you could have seen? I don't know.
I don't think he did anything. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead. Tom Arnold, you're making your case about Toms here. Who else?
Tom Cruise?
You hate Tom
Cruise?
That
might be all the Toms.
So you hate Tom and Jerry. You hate the cat, Tom, who didn't ask. This cat was dropped into a house the way cats show up at houses. He probably was a stray cat. Gets a house, right? Gets a job, mm-hmm. a house, and he finally has a roof over his head. And then his mouse shows up and is dropping ironing boards on his face.
I don't know. I feel like he kind of like warranted that behavior, though. I feel like it wasn't.
Wait, so he's not supposed to catch a mouse.
Peaceful.
He's not supposed to catch a mouse. Some, this is the one cat that's not supposed to catch a mouse suddenly.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve it. I don't know.
Right? Oh, so, yeah, you're right. He's such a, what a bad cat trying to catch that mouse. That means you hate all cats.
Biased.
That means you hate all cats then. You hate all cats.
I like cats that are named Tom.
Well, apparently you don't. Well, how about Tom Hanks? What about that? You like Tom Hanks?
Oh, no.
He's good, right?
I forgot about Tom Hanks.
Yeah. You don't like Tom Cruise?
No, I don't know. That one's debatable.
You don't like Tom Verlaine from television? You don't like him?
What about Tom's shoes? Are Tom's shoes bad?
What's that?
Tom's shoes?
Oh, the guy did the shoes? I don't know.
Like the shoe guy? Yeah, he might be good.
The toothpaste? I counter with the toothpaste. You don't like brushing your teeth with flax?
Nope. All right, I'm against it.
To be fair, I'll put Tom on the list.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it. It's on the list.
That's respectable.
Yeah, get off my phone, you worm. So anyway, my friends, let's get right to it. Last week, I went to where? Nashville, Tennessee. I've been there a bunch lately. I think it's the third time in under 2 years I've been to Nashville. I like it. I like Nashville a lot. And why did I go? Simple. I took my mommy. That's why. My mommy had never been there. So she wanted to go. So I took her. Just me and her. Seeing Nashville. I'll say this. You ever have a chance to do something like that? You do it. Because, yeah, look, I wish I could have been there with my mother and father? Yeah, I do. Of course I do. I would have given anything. But you got to do these things while you can, my friends. So we went, spent 4 days in Nashville, saw all the stuff, all of it. The Johnny Cash Museum, went there. Saw the Goo Goo Cluster store. Oh, it's so good, these Goo Goo Clusters, man. I tell you, you know what these things are? They're blobs of chocolate and peanuts and whatever gunk or goo they throw into those things that stick together. Those are the best things. Then they got peanut butter ones, and then they got ones with, what are they, pecans maybe? I don't know. The other one? Doesn't matter. They're all great. Oh, I love them so much. I can't eat them. Gotta go easy. Then we went to the, what else did we see? We saw all sorts of stuff. Went over to Fond Objects, saw my friends over there, the store in Nashville, run by the band that I love, the Etts. I saw Jem and Jeff. So great to see them. And they got Animules in the backyard. They got Animules. They got a pig back there, potbelly pig, and two goats. So much fun. Nashville's fun. Even like the touristy, because we were doing touristy stuff, and the touristy stuff is fun there. It's just like music. You go walk down like the street, the street where all the bands are playing, all the bars. It's just like literally every 5 feet there's a band playing in the middle of the day. I love it. I had such a good time. We drove to Memphis. Went to Graceland. Saw Graceland again. Mike's never been to Graceland. Dudio's never been to Graceland. Man, I tell you, if anybody's cut out for visiting Tennessee, it's AP Mike. He would have the time of his life down there. Could you imagine AP Mike in Nashville? I could. I think he'd have a blast. You'd have so much fun down there, Mike. He might not leave the Duke's parking lot. Went to Duke's. So the cool bar that I DJ'd at a few months ago with Terry T. That was fun. So everybody, so many friends. I have so many friends down there now. Why should just move there, right? Maybe I just quit this. Maybe this is done. I'm having a feeling this might be a little, we might be much closer to the end than I thought on this. I'm feeling like we might be looking for a 2010 style shutdown for a while. I'm feeling that in the air. I don't know. I'm feeling something in the air. Might have to, I don't know. Something's in the air. Then, you know what we also did, which was fun? We went to the Grand Ole Opry. And that, my friends, is bonkers. That's nuts. What's that thing been around for, 90 years? And it used to be at the Ryman Auditorium, which is this big classic venue in Nashville. And now it's at this theater that's like the Opry Theater. They have their own place, where the Grand Ole Opry takes place. And you go there, and they do their radio show, and you're sitting in the theater, and they do it. You're sitting there live when they do it, and it is, I'm telling you, it's the corniest thing you ever saw in your life. But it is, like, weirdly touching how like, pro and how just how much, like, belief is going into that. To make it, to do that show. And those shows that run on a dime, I find that, I don't know, I get very, it's strangely moving when something is that on it, and everybody's just going for it. Even if it's like, and look, the music they're doing at this thing, there's a lot of disposable stuff going down. Did I need to see Shenandoah? Remember them? Did I need to see the guy from Shenandoah up there? Who looked like, was like if Frank Caliendo had a country music character. With him doing that.
Hi everybody, Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
No, I didn't need to see Shenandoah. That's the answer to that one. But there's people up there. There was the Queeby sisters. And it's like these three sisters. And they're just like, they're like playing like crazy. They're playing these fiddles, singing songs. It's like the most hyper-talented thing imaginable. And they're just knocking this thing out left and right, up, down, every which way. Then they got the host of one of the segments was this country singer, Jeannie Seely, who had hits in the 60s and 70s. And she comes out and she sings a couple songs. She starts singing this one song where she's like, because if you watch a video of her singing her stuff in the 60s, her voice is this kind of pure Patsy Cline, kind of steady ice water, beautiful voice. And then now she's like, well, I've been beat about me. Like, she's 76. She's got that rasp. She can still sing really well. She comes out and she's singing this thing. She's like, this is from my new CD. And she starts singing this song. She's like, well, I've been drinking 100 proof, but I don't need you. Like, look, was this song, was this the best song I ever heard? Yeah, not really. Then she goes, I'm going to make a little disclaimer about this next verse. That I'm going to sing about something that's illegal in a lot of states for people who are sick. And lately I've been seeing a lot of sick people. And she starts singing, well, I've been toking. She starts singing about rolling joints. I don't know. I was having the time of my life. This is my new hero, maybe, this woman. Jeannie Seely. This character. And look, some of it was some of it not so hot? Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is one dude came out, sang this song, literally like, I want to, like, this next song is, starts singing, I'm in the grocery store. It's like, and the song went like, clean up on aisle five. Like, what? This is the final lyrics? This thing, clean up on aisle five? I'm buying a box of Cheerios. That's weird. If there's weirdness when things are so straight like that sometimes, like the absolute straightness of it makes it so odd. But I was eating it up, left, right, I loved it. And then at one point the announcer, he trolled that audience harder than I've ever heard anybody troll an audience. The stage is dark, and he goes, hello everybody, this next person I want to tell you about is, He's seen by 150 million people a week on The Voice. And the audience is like, oh. He sold over 75 million albums. And they're like, it's Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton's here. And the stage is dark. You see, like, people moving around on it. You're not sure what's going to... And this next performer, and it's... You can see him tonight... over at Cracker Barrel, because his new album is available exclusively at Cracker Barrel. And then, like, a picture of Blake Shelton's album comes on this video screen. I've never seen anything like that. That was, like, Andy Kaufman level for trolling this audience, winding them up. They were about to explode. They thought Blake Shelton was going to walk out. And he's just like, yeah, go get their CD. Cracker Barrel. I don't know. I loved it. I saw Sweet Knives, who Alicia called the show last week. They were in Nashville when I was in Nashville. I saw them. They're awesome. So great. Yeah, that was a good trip, man. You got to do that. I think Mike would fit down in Nashville. Can you imagine? Country Mike. Maybe that's what's wrong. Maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe I got to just change it up here. You know, because they have so much gratitude, the performers, to the point where it's completely obvious they don't mean any of it. Where? I just want to thank all of you for coming out tonight. It's so great to have everybody here, and you're such a fantastic audience, and it's such a thrill and honor to be blessed to be performing in front of you tonight, all you great people. It's like, all right, we get it. We're great. Then, like, you look around, you're like, this audience ain't so great. Really? Not all the great people here. Maybe I gotta get that humor. Maybe I gotta be like that. How's everybody? It's such an honor to be doing the best show tonight for all you fantastic listeners. I appreciate all of you so much. You're such a wonderful, this is already making me nauseous. I don't know. What do you think about that, Mike? Just the gratitude show? The Ernest show. Perhaps you've read the book, Mike. The Importance of Being Earnest, which is written by who? Who? Olivia Wilde. No, that's the one. She didn't write that. That's the wife on Vinyl. She didn't write that. Olivia Wilde. Man, Mike knows. I thought Mike was smart. Mike don't know a whole lot of nothing. Yeah. I'm telling you, that Grand Ole Opry, it was the corniest thing, and it was the greatest thing. Picture Mike down in Nashville, right? Cowboy hat. Jeans. Cowboy boots. Right? Thumbs looped through like his little jean loopers. What are those called? Pant loopers? What are those called? Belt loops. Pant loopers, belt loops. Maybe I gotta go country. Maybe that's what I gotta do. Maybe even I'll go beyond it, right? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the best show. I hope you're all having a grand evening. We got a real thrill for you tonight. We're gonna have a fine young lady, Mary Houlihan, will be on later. We'll have her on later on the program. And right now, we're talking about the dumbest first names. What would be a country song I could sing? I'll do like a talky one. You know those talking country songs? That's what I'll do. The one where it's just like the one from the beginning of the movie Nashville that what's his face does from Laugh-In when he's like, I'll do 200 years. Like, I'll do. You know, I got a friend, you know, we all, there's a guy we all know. He's an artist and and somebody can set music to this, by the way, and edit this part out now. We got a friend. He's not a friend. I picture it being like, boom, ba, ginger, ginger, boom. And it was like, well, there's a guy we all know. He's an artist. Across the pond over in London way. Now, this guy, he don't cotton to capitalism much. And he sure ain't no fan of Mickey Mouse. That guy's name is Banksy. And old Banksy, he set out to come to the USA, where he would do some of his roving art all over the Big Apple, New York City. So old Banksy came to New York and started spray painting Mickey Mouse riding an atomic bomb. And I think he put up a picture of, I think he did Donald Duck as Hitler. And he did that out in Queens. Old Banksy made the United States. He took old New York City by storm. Brought a little bit of that UK anti-capitalism to the USA.
And you have to sing at some point on this thing, right? Don't you have to like do a sing?
Old Banksy, he came from the United Kingdom. You're here to show us the way, teach us that copyright law needs to stop after 75 years, and stuff should go into the public domain. There ain't no reason that Mickey Mouse should still be owned by a corporation. 75 years used to be the rule of thumb. We're already getting closer with Star Wars. 30 years from now, you can make your own Star Wars. But you can't if the copyright law stands the way it is. Old Banksy, you showed us how it was. And we thank you for that, our friend.
So somebody said that to me. Maybe that's me. Maybe if that takes off, right? And do you think that could take off, Mike? My country, my Banksy country. I don't know if a Banksy country song, that might not fit. That's stupid. Still, if somebody sets it to music, I don't know.
Old Banksy, you sure ain't no fan of Mickey Mouse.
Best show.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tim from Chicago.
Tim from Chicago. What's up, Tim?
Oh, not a whole lot. I got a couple names for the list, I guess.
What do you got?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Give me an example of a bad Kevin.
Well, I mean, like, Kevin's a kid's name, you know. You got, like, five-year-olds called Kevin, but nobody's ever Grandpa Kevin.
That's fair.
And you got Kevin Pollak. You got Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about him.
Wait, why don't we?
Well, he's a yutz.
He's a yutz?
Yeah.
Hey, watch your language.
Yutz?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Good one, buddy. Thanks. Best show.
Hey, it's Max.
Who?
Max.
Max. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a stupid name. Max is really dumb. And what's your name? And what's your name?
No, my name's Max.
Wait, your name is Max?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I thought you were suggesting Max for the list.
No. I want to suggest Shiona, as in Ricky Gervais' band from the 80s, Shiona Dancing.
Shiona.
Hey, yeah.
Get off my... You get your radio... Best show.
Hi.
A lot of dudes tonight on this one. A lot of dudes. This one's bringing the dudes out, this topic.
Hi, yeah. This is Jessica from Ithaca.
Who is this?
Jessica from Ithaca.
This is Jessica calling. See, right as I say too many dudes, I get some... I get a respite.
Sorry about that.
No, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's going on in Ithaca tonight?
Not much. I have Kat from Raleigh over, actually.
Hold on a minute. You mean to tell me... Now, did you know Kat from Raleigh before this show?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not so
scary. Actually, we both got introduced from the show from Caroline from... crap, where is she from? Somewhere in North
Brooklyn.
Carolina.
No, from... No. There's a Caroline in Brooklyn. Durham. From Durham?
I think so.
Did I meet Carolyn when I met Kat?
I think so, yeah.
That makes sense. When the Sharpling and Worcester live show took place.
Yeah. In fact, I think Kat has their headphones on right now and doesn't know I'm on the phone with you right now. They're catching up with Steven Universe.
They're watching Steven Universe right now? The show I do a voice on. Who do I do the voice? I do Greg.
do Greg, and you
Yes, I do that one too. I forgot I did.
Yeah, I love that character.
Don't say it. Yellowtail.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you doing?
Anyway, I got one for the topic.
For dumbest first name.
Yeah.
Well, this I want. What do you got? What do you got?
Edwina.
Edwina. Now, give me an example of a bad Edwina.
There's a few, or at least one, like MP in the UK named Edwina for like for some Tory Edwinas, you know.
Okay. So it's a more of a, but it's not a U. You don't hear a lot of Edwinas in the U.S.
No, yeah. It's more like those like weird UK ones, like Georgetta or Georgette. Some more like weird UK ones I've noticed.
I think that cracks it open for a whole lot of weird ones, though, in the UK, right?
Yeah.
But
like, I got really old names over there.
Look, it's on the list. Edwina is down. It's the only female name, Edwina.
Yes.
Well, don't get too pumped up there.
Okay.
It's not like you just won the Super Bowl. You put one name on the list. Don't know.
Well, I gotta be proud of something.
You know what? That's a fair point. So you're all doing what now? Enjoying the summer?
Yeah, I'm crashing at my friend's house for a little bit because I had to move, but my new apartment doesn't have internet yet.
So, yeah.
So, now I'm just doing that, and I'm finishing my new album with my band, and just
What's your band's name again?
Nancy Babich.
Nancy Babich. So when am I going to hear some of this Nancy Babich?
I'll send you a CD when it's done.
All right.
I guess I'll do that. I was thinking of doing that.
Start filling that envelope out now.
All right, yeah. It'll take a while.
You go to Bags, wherever you get. Look, I'm not going to say where you buy your mailers. You buy where your mailers wherever you want.
Yeah.
You're going to give Bags Unlimited an endorsement. They don't take out ads on this show.
No.
You buy them where you want, and then you send them.
No, I can't buy a post from Squarespace.
Well, sure you can. I want you to buy something from Squarespace.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Squarespace is where it all is. I'm going to tell you about Squarespace in a minute, actually.
Don't you website for that?
Get ready for that. You get ready.
I'll get ready.
When I say build your website.
I'll get my popcorn ready.
That's full on. I'm looking for full on Super Bowl touchdown end zone dance. Everyone does that. When I say build your website, bruh, everyone needs to go out into the street and dance around.
I will find a football just so I can throw it through something.
Yes, find a football so you can throw it through something. Well, good luck finding that football, and I'm going to do these ads now. Thank you for reminding me.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
All right. Well, you have a great night in Ithaca.
Thank you.
Wait, you're not in Ithaca now, right? You are.
I am. I'm in Ithaca right now.
All right. Okay. All right. You have a great night. Say hi to Kat and Caroline.
I will.
Bye. Let me tell you, my friends, about Blue Apron. Do you know what Blue Apron is? BlueApron.com. I'm going to tell you what it is. This is an opportunity for you to do your own cooking. Blue Apron. They send you everything. They send you all the ingredients so you can make stuff. And this is not low grade stuff. I'm telling you. Blue Apron has partnerships with over 150 farms and fisheries and ranchers across the U.S. and the seafoods sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. All the stuff. They got good stuff. It can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and it's good stuff. And you get all the box shows up, you get all the ingredients, and you go and your family can all cook together. Everybody can make the stuff together. And it ends up being under $10 a person for a legitimately delicious, legitimately healthy meal. It's so good. I've done it. The food is great. And again, for less than $10 a meal, you get seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients. You get to make delicious home-cooked meals. Some of the meals available in August: summer vegetable and quinoa bowl with fairy tale eggplants, shishito peppers and corn, chicken tinga tacos with summer squash and tomato salsa, and spiced pork burgers with goat cheese and cucumber corn salad. So whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron brings you the best, and you make it, and you cook it, and you eat it, and everybody has fun doing it. So listen to this. You go to blueapron.com/bestshow. You check out this week's menu, and you get your first three meals for free with free shipping. Enter in to your little browsery thing, blueapron.com/bestshow. You're going to love how it feels to cook food and how it tastes and what the experience of making home-cooked food with Blue Apron. You're going to love it, so don't wait. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Or Blue Apron, make some food, bruh. And, as I just said, Squarespace, once again, sponsoring the best show. We appreciate Squarespace.com for what they do for us. And you will appreciate Squarespace.com for what they do for you. You want to build that website. You want the gallery, the blog, professional blog, the online store, just a landing page to say who you are on the web, to have an online presence. It's all included with your Squarespace website. It's a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. You get a free custom domain if you sign up for a year. And the 24/7 customer support. You know you can't beat it. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. So no matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of the team is always online, ready to assist you. So here, you, the person listening who wants to get their dream out there, tell the world what they're doing, whether it's a store or just saying, I'm here, Internet. You need to get that dream out there. You got the dream. You got to have the website to match the dream. You go to squarespace.com and enter in offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace.com, enter offer code BESTSHOW for 10% off the first purchase. Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. Thank you. They're cheering out there. Oh, Dudio's cheering. And I don't believe it either. Best show.
Hi, this is Colette from Athens.
Who is this?
Colette from Athens.
Colette from Athens. What's up, Colette?
I just had an idea for the worst first name.
Now, let me ask you something, Colette. You're in Athens, Georgia.
I am.
How do you feel that Nashville calls itself the Athens of the South? Does that hurt your feeling?
I guess they mean, like, in the sense that they're, like, the Greek Athens, right?
Yes, because in Athens, they have, not in Athens, in Nashville, there is a literal Parthenon, which is
right.
Bonkers. It's so nuts to see especially if you spend a few days in Nashville and you're used to seeing the country music stuff all over the place, and one day you drive and you look and you see a thing and it's a giant Parthenon. Literally, as if you're in Greece, built in the middle of a park. It's nuts. And did you ever see the movie Nashville?
I have, yes.
That's where the final concert takes place, is at that Parthenon. So.
It's a really good movie. And, yeah, Athens, Georgia doesn't have one of those, obviously.
It might be time.
It might be, yeah. We should
knock down the Mike Mills statue.
It's unfortunate that our football team doesn't play there.
There's a Mike Mills statue, right? Maybe where that is, you put the an Acropolis, right?
Is there a Mike Mills statue?
Yeah. You've never seen the 200-foot Mike Mills statue?
No.
Looming over the 40-watt club? You've never seen the 200? Well, it moves also, so maybe it moved away from where you were looking.
Oh, it's a living statue.
They're not sure how it moves, but it moves. Living is I don't know if you can say it's living, but something's up, and sometimes it's there, and sometimes it's not. So, what if that Mike Mills attacked this new Acropolis? He could help build it, though. He'd build it so much faster, right?
Yeah, like Paul Bunyan.
It would be like Paul Bunyan. The only thing you have to hope that doesn't happen is that his giant bass strap doesn't pop and then his giant Rickenbacker bass smashes half of Athens.
That might be tragic. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So what do you have for the list? Who do you have for the list name-wise?
Name-wise, I kind of already said it, but I think Paul is the dumbest name.
Paul. Paul's a pretty stupid name.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
I'm putting it down, but I do know some good Pauls.
I do, too. Nothing against,
give me a dude
from Bad Company.
Give me a bad one, though, that makes you think the name Paul just straight up sucks.
I don't know if it's anyone specifically, but just phonetically, like, most people, when they say the word Paul, it sounds like they're vomiting it up, and it's not good.
Yeah,
it just sounds bad.
Paul. It's hitting that P so hard is a bummer, right? Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
It's a really violent first name.
It is. There's an aggression to it. You're right. But I know some good Pauls. I'm gonna put that on the list, but I'm putting a little asterisk next to it. But I can't draw asterisks, so I drew a star. But I like the name Paul. I know some good Pauls, but I know some bad ones, right?
Yeah, same here.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, and we will see if Paul runs the gauntlet and is considered the dumbest first name.
All right, thank you.
Mike, is Mary Houlihan here? Why don't you send her in? It don't worry me. That's where she sang that song in Nashville. It don't worry me. You can say that I ain't free, but it don't worry me. You like that, Mike?
Yeah.
That movie?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character in Nashville?
Henry Gibson
in Nashville, who was like, what was his name? Again, it had alliteration with it, right? What was it? How about you, dude? Do you ever see the movie Nashville?
I have not. You told me about it.
Oh, this guy.
I'm going to see it.
Don't worry. Dude,
I've been to Nashville.
You've been to Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You have been. Sorry, I said you haven't.
Yeah.
You've been to Nashville. You like Nashville.
I love Nashville.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah.
You've not been to Memphis is where you had not.
Memphis.
That's what I had gotten wrong. Yes. I don't think you could cut it in Memphis. I think you'd find yourself... You'd find yourself waking up on the other side of the bridge in Arkansas.
But I'm a fellow Southerner.
They'd see you coming from a mile away.
Oh.
You're half Northerner, half
There's no Southerner in me.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm Southern through and
No, that's a wig. Oh. Mike, when you met Dudio, I guess Jason until 2 months. In 2 months, legally it will be Dudio.
Yeah.
Did you know he was from West Virginia? West Virginia.
Virginia.
I knew he wasn't from New Jersey. Well, he's from West Virginia. Virginia or West Virginia?
Virginia.
Virginia. Virginia. Okay. He's from Virginia. Did you so you knew he was Southern?
No, I knew he wasn't from New Jersey.
You
where
knew
did you think I was from? I wasn't sure. Like,
you didn't come across as New Jersey. And Mike is a sewer of New, a connoisseur is what I meant. Right?
Yeah.
Is that right, Mike? You're a connoisseur of New Jersey. What's the difference? Is that like a good, is that like a really good sewer as a connoisseur? Speaking of being from New Jersey, I'm going to bring to the air my friend, Mary Houlihan.
Hello.
How are you, Mary?
I'm really good.
You're good?
Yeah.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
Welcome back to the best show.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for coming by. Is that it? I think we're done.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you around.
It was a pretty quick performance, a quick appearance. Look, sometimes it gets done that quick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. Wait, why are you wearing a masses shirt?
I was handed it.
You were handed the masses shirt?
Yes.
I got to say, first of all, look, first of all, this AP Mike, you know, he's been with the show for about a year and a half, 2 years now. He's, how long? How, what? 2 years, 10?
Longer than I've been alive.
So this Mike, he's given these shirts, he's got these masses shirts that you can get over at apmike.bandcamp.com. That legally fulfills one of the plugs I have to give his shirts.
Super comfortable.
Yeah. So I'm helping him with these shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm helping him put these shirts together and get them and everything. This guy's, I think he's just passing them out to anybody. I don't think he's made $30 on them because I think he's papering all of New Jersey. Anybody gives him a half smile, he gives him a shirt.
He swears that there's overseas orders.
Oh, I believe that.
And the masses shirt has been spotted in Belgium.
It's probably somebody on the run, right? Yeah. It's probably somebody who is... If you're that person in Belgium, you've been flagged now, so take off the masses shirt. They're going to get you. Yeah, he's got these masses shirts. Go buy one from him. apmike.bandcamp.com. And stop giving them out, Mike. Look, Mary's an exception. Mary Houlihan's a friend of the show. This is your third time here or fourth time?
Something.
Something, right?
Friend of the show. More like friend of the shirt. I love this shirt.
Oh, God. That is nauseating. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's all yours. You don't have to do this. I'm the one who has to make, I have to make my deal with El Diablo out there. And by the way, El Diablo and Suicide Squad, yeesh.
Mm.
I'll talk about Suicide Squad in a little bit. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see the squad.
You didn't? Your squad goals were different over the last few days.
Yeah, I saw Mike and Dave need wedding dates instead.
You did?
Yeah.
Don't ruin it.
It's good.
Do they get them? Do they get the wedding dates?
I'm not going to ruin it.
Just give me a hint.
If
I guess, mm-hmm. you have to tell me.
Yeah.
They get the wedding dates.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are a whole lot of trouble.
I mean, they really muck stuff up.
Right? It's Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And Aubrey Graham.
No, that's Drake.
What?
Aubrey Graham is Drake.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
Yes. So Aubrey Plaza and Ellen, what's her name again? Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a date with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Who seems like he's I don't know. How smart would you say he seems?
Smart.
Do you think he's smart?
Mm-hmm. I think he has great comic timing.
All right. And with the other dude. The dude is in every third commercial now.
Mm-hmm. Adam Devine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Black Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Have you ever seen Bowfinger?
The movie Bowfinger?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Was he in it?
No.
There's a little version of him going, hey, what's going on? You. Like a... He's doing Art Fearn from the... Johnny Carson is who... Adam Devine is... And look, I think he's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a workaholic, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Right? Who's your favorite? Name all your favorite workaholics. Plus, you can add in Alice and Jillian and you can also add in...
Let's see.
The pot dealer and Montez. Top to bottom.
I love Montez. Let's see. There's Adam, Blake, and Anders... Montez is my favorite. Jillian is close in second. Waymond in third.
Okay.
Then Blake.
What about that one who was a sex offender?
Oh, I really like that episode.
No, in real life, one of them was a sex offender.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, the one dude who died was a sex offender.
I still don't get it.
I'm going to type in workaholics sex offender.
Death.
It was Jet Set.
Wow, that sucks.
Yes.
I mean, that guy's funny, though.
Well, first of all, he passed away. So let's have a moment of silence for Jet Set.
Ugh, this is awful. I wish you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is worse news? I think the sex offender part's worse.
Yeah.
Death happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Being a sex offender is... That's not a part of the... That's not a part of just the cycle of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, you're saying Montez.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jillian.
Mm-hmm.
Number three,
Waymond.
So you're going around. You don't like the core workaholics.
I do, but I think the people around them are funnier.
So you're saying Montez, Jillian, Waymond.
Mm-hmm.
Then who's next? Alice?
Blake.
Blake. So the first workaholic finally shows up.
Yes.
At four.
Yeah.
On your list.
Mm-hmm.
Five?
Adam.
You're leaving. Durs is still on the board.
Yeah.
Alice is still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Jet Set is still on the board.
Oh, he's off my board now.
Yes, he should be off the board. Who else is on? Who comes after Adam, then?
I guess Anders and Alice are tied because their characters are mean.
They're uptight. You don't like the uptight characters.
All right, so Bowfinger, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so back to Bowfinger. Okay, yes. Mary Houlihan. At Mary Hooley.
So they film a guy guerrilla style because he looks like a big action hero, yes. Right?
Portrayed by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. There's a guy in my office who I think looks exactly like Zac Efron, and I want to Bowfinger him into a Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
So you want to, you're looking to put him into, you want to do your own Mike and Dave,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You want to do your own Mike and Dave, well, with those two, Mike and Dave, which one was which, first of all?
I don't know.
So they get the wedding dates.
Yeah.
They're a heap of trouble, these two, right?
Yeah.
Please tell me it works out okay, though, in the end. They love each other, right?
They do.
Do they get married also? Is there a giant triple wedding at the end?
No, but...
Mike and Dave marry their wedding dates?
I'm certain there will be a sequel where that happens.
You think so?
And I think every Christmas to come on TBS and FX, they'll be playing Mike and Dave.
What could be the sequel then? Mike and Dave need... Mike and Dave need...
Wedding
planners?
Yeah.
Because they're getting married?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're both getting married on the same day. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm.
No, we're getting married, dude.
Right? That'll be...
Yeah.
Adam. That's Adam Devine. I don't know if you know.
Yeah. That's a good impression of
him.
Did
he do, like, a literal witchcraft thing with Jack Black's essence? Like, did he, like, capture it?
Yeah.
Like, was he dancing around in a pentagram? And kind of like Jack Black is at home, and all of a sudden he's like, so he can't do it anymore, right? All of a sudden he's like, I can't do it. But he just did it. I guess if he's saying it that way, he can still do it. And then suddenly Adam Devine's like, yes, I have it. And he pours it on himself, and suddenly he's like, go, let's go. Now over here working out. Ugh. So, Mary Houlihan, you are an actor.
Yeah.
You're a painter.
Mm-hmm.
A writer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not nuts about that. What else am I missing here that falls under the, you're a director?
Gardener.
A gardener, okay. You have so many funny things you do. You have a show, Cartoon Monsoon, that goes on every month.
Every first Friday of the month at the Annoyance Theater.
So there's one coming up. When now?
September 2nd.
September 2nd. Mark it down. Are you cold?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Hey, Mike, can you shut the air off for like 10 minutes?
Are you cold?
I'm a little cold, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I know, and I'm never cold. You should have seen how hot it was in Tennessee.
How hot?
It was, when I took my mother to Memphis, it was over 100 degrees, just straight up temperature, not factoring in the humidity.
Oof.
It was like 107 with the humidity factored in.
What?
So that's when I bring my mother to walk around Graceland.
You can't do that.
Well, what am I supposed to cancel the thing? This is the window we had.
Yeah.
We could both go. So you, Cartoon Monsoon. Oh, see, I just changed the subject. It was so hot, though, and I was covered in sweat. It was so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I sweat when it's like over 45 degrees, I sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's so gross. I was so covered in sweat, and I saw people. I went to a rock show. I saw Sweet Knives at Fond Object, and I was just drenched. I decided what I'm going to do is just get a bucket, an empty bucket, and walk around, and then I'm just going to say that someone dumped it on me. Like, this was filled with water, but then some jerk came and dumped the whole thing on my head.
Oh, this jerk, he dumped water on my head and told me to recycle the bucket for him.
Yeah, well, it's my bucket. It's mine, but I'm not going to...
You filled your bucket with water.
Well, no, my bucket was filled with water.
Oh,
I'm walking around with a full bucket. Admittedly, I didn't think this all the way through. I have a full bucket filled with water.
Where are you taking it?
I'm helping dehydrated children.
Put out a fire.
If there's any fires or dehydrated kids around or...
You're going to splash them.
Dogs. Right? Can you imagine if I saw a dog panting and all of a sudden I had a bucket full of water? Might help the dog's not going to be so dehydrated. And... I'm just going to say people dumped it on my head. I'll say some frat guy. I'll just blame it on a frat guy.
Yeah, that's smart.
You should have seen some frat guy showed up, dumped it on my head. These frat guys.
So entitled.
So, it was so hot. And then I went to this other show. They had like a show after that show. Everybody's like, you're going to the second show? And it was at this place. And this guy, what's his name, Nick or Neil? I can't remember. This dude was awesome. I saw a couple people at that. I saw Candace was there. I met this dude, Nick or Neil. I think it was Nick. He's starting a record label. Yeah, it was awesome. But I was so embarrassed to be so covered in water. It's just mortifying.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. It's natural.
But not at this degree, it's not.
Yeah, you're right. You should be embarrassed.
Thank you, Mary, for... validating my humiliation that I already had a hundredfold. You, Cartoon Monsoon, but,
mm-hmm.
One of the funniest things I've seen all year is you on Difficult People.
Hello.
You played Inez.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the intern on it. And you were so funny on that.
Thanks. It was so fun.
What was that like to do Difficult People, which for people who don't know, is the show that stars, is created and written by Julie Klausner and stars Julie Klausner and Billy Eichner. And you were in an episode where they hired an intern. And you were just taking all their abuse.
Yeah. It rocked.
So, okay. So when you're filming it, they're just screaming at you. And are you just sitting there?
Yeah. I feel like the first couple of takes, I was being hammy. And the director was like, no, you're just supposed to be sad.
So then you were like.
Got it.
So you played it sad.
Yeah.
Because you were just like. You did this one thing that I couldn't stop laughing at. Where you were like folding your lip over your top teeth. Yeah, that. That, that was. It was so funny. So, I tip my hat to you.
Thanks. Do you want to know my favorite part?
Sure. When you slid the Keurig.
Yeah, when I touched the K cups, that's my favorite.
Because you just went. But you just slid it for like one. It was so funny. I tip my hat to you, Mary Houlihan. Now, if I was to say to you, what's a dumb first name? First of all, how do you feel about the first name Mary? Do you like it?
I like it now. I hated it when I was a kid.
You hated it. What did you hate about Mary?
I didn't know any other Marys, and I felt like cool names were like Alyssa or Ashley or Samantha.
Sure.
Because there'd be so many Samanthas in your class and only one Mary.
So you didn't like the fact that you were, it was like, it
was
it,
a freak.
Because it was like an old-timey name also, right? Because it's like, and when you would hear like, Let It Be, would you get mad?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Did you feel special when you heard Let It Be when he says, when I find myself in times of, right? What's he say? Mother Mary comes to me. Did you, then you're just like, yeah, that's my name.
Well, that would have rocked, but no, everyone just recites Mary Had a Little Lamb at you all day.
That's true. So you didn't like Mary
Had a Little Lamb. No one's doing Let It Be to you.
Yeah. So they're saying, they're screaming Mary Had a Little Lamb in your face.
Screaming. Full volume.
Okay. But at what point did you get comfortable with the name Mary?
I think in high school.
And then when?
Then it's cool to be different.
And when did you say, Mary is a good name? I just heard Dudio say, Dudio just said, when is he going to stop talking about this? Sorry. I tell you, man, between Mike and Dudio now, these two, I just heard Dudio, I swear, he just said, when's he going to stop talking about this? And he sighed. He doesn't think I can hear him.
Tom, Dudio isn't here. You're going crazy.
Well, no, I hear through the wall. I hear through the walls, Mary.
Dudio died 10 years ago.
What? There's just like a picture of me and Dudio from 1922 on the wall. It's just in a ballroom. It's like Stranger Things, right?
Yeah. Do you know John Reynolds?
Who's he?
He's a comedian and friend, and he's in Stranger Things, and he's so funny in that.
Who did he play in Stranger? Let me guess. Don't say.
Okay.
He played 11.
11?
11. Did he play 11?
I don't think I even know the name of his character.
But did you watch it?
Yeah.
You watched Stranger Things?
Yeah, but I napped during a lot of it.
So you didn't watch Stranger. You watched portions of Stranger Things.
Well, I could tell you what I think his character's name is. Mm-hmm.
But he's not 11, the little girl.
No, no.
Who is he?
Gangly cop number one.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
With the glasses. The dumb cop.
Oh, that dumb cop.
So funny.
It's driving me nuts. Right?
Yeah.
You also was driving me nuts, that one kid's friend. What was his name? Brandon something? Logan? I don't know. That kid was driving me up the wall. I was yelling about 11. 11's stupid. 11's a weirdo. Oh, I want to crack an anvil over that kid's head.
Crack an anvil? You know like an I mean. Egg?
No, it would hit. Look, okay, an anvil might be. Yeah, I would like a crack an egg over his head is what I would do.
Mm.
He was bumming me out. Then the 11 threw him halfway across that junkyard. Remember? Or were you asleep at that point?
I was asleep for that.
You were asleep. Okay. Well, there's a part. You sure missed it. there's one part. 11 threw this kid across the junkyard.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. You should have been awake for it. It was pretty cool. So when did you realize Mary was a good name and that conversely, that you hated other names? What's a name you hate? What's a name you hate? Not that you hate, just that you think is dumb. You're not sure? Let me get Keith.
I like it.
You like Keith?
Yeah.
Lance.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Earl.
Good, yes.
Doug.
I love it.
Willie.
It's okay. Not my favorite, but not bad.
Marshall.
Ooh, nice.
Is that a bad one?
No, it's good.
You like it. You like all these names.
Yeah, I can't think of a bad one.
Caller?
Yes.
Welcome to the best show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Roxy in Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a good one for the list. Roxy.
Hey, Roxy.
Roxy. That's a
pretty. Hey, Mary.
So, Roxy, should I put Roxy and Roxanne on the list, too? Should they both go on?
Yeah, they're pretty terrible names.
And what's your name?
Roxanne. Roxy.
So. Oh, it is. Oh, it's you. I thought you were suggesting your name go on the list. That name go on the list now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know a name you want to put on the list.
What?
Doug.
I was going to suggest Doug, yeah.
Yeah, because that's your, this is like, for people who don't know, this is where you're at now with the show, Roxy. You have now attained for people who don't know status. For people who don't know, there are callers who call on and off over the years, and we've had some call and they go away. We've had, there was a guy named Spike, for example, who used to call and I can't get this guy to call in no matter what I do. Then there's people who call over the last couple of years, like Roxy, who's on the line right now. Now, Roxy is someone who she lives in Los Angeles. She's a cool person in Los Angeles, out and about making the scene. And she famously went on a best show date, as we call them, the best show dates. And one of the two best show dates that have taken place. She went on a date with a young best show fan named Doug. And they went to a date that I paid for the date. They saw Dirty Grandpa with...
Robert De Niro.
And, say it.
Zac Efron.
Yes, your hero, Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm.
And... the catch is I will send any listeners, I will pay for a movie date for any listeners to go on a best show date. The catch is you're on the date, and if you get married or you go the distance, I get to design the wedding cake. And I also have first option on doing the ceremony at my discretion. I could do it. I could decide I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. I would love for you to officiate my Dirty Grandpa-themed wedding.
You and Doug. We're friends. Maybe I'll do it in this kind of obsequious country thing I'm going to start doing now. Good evening, everybody. We're all gathered here. We're so fortunate to be here to watch two beautiful people. Roxy and Doug are about to be joined in holy matrimony. Now everybody knows they met at a screening of Dirty Grandpa, which is a movie where Robert De Niro plays a horny old man who eventually has a baby with Aubrey Grant Plaza. Aubrey Plaza, not Drake. Drake is Aubrey Graham. And we all know it's a part of the Dirty Verse, consisting of Dirty Grandpa, the Dirty Grandpa, Dirty, what's another dirty one? Mm-hmm. But with the Dirty slash, it's the Dirty Verse, but we include bad and horrible teacher. In it. Bad teacher, bad moms, bad Santa 2, horrible bosses 2, bad grandpa, dirty.
Bad grandpa 2?
There's a dirty one. There's a dirty one. There's another dirt. Well, I'm out of the thing now. But what's going on, Roxy?
Not too much. I had a few for the topic.
For the names. Let's hear what you have for the thing.
Number one, Todd.
Todd. Oh, Todd.
Todd.
I got to say, I know some really good Todds.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Uncle Todd, but it's just a dumb name.
Oof.
It's not really short for anything, is it?
Todd Free.
Todd?
Todd Free?
Yeah.
It's short for Todd Free. I'm putting it on there, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna knock it off just because of Todd-aphonic Todd. And
what about Craig?
Craig, okay.
Love it.
Craig?
What? Love it.
What about Greg with two G's?
Love it.
You love all names.
I thought of one I don't like.
Then what is it?
Okay, and mind you, I like it as a last name, but not as a first name.
Yeah.
Madison. How dare you name a child that?
Madison is on the board now. For female names, we have Edwina, Roxy. And wait, aww. No, Roxy's not supposed to be on there. Sorry, that's a mistake. We have Edwina and Madison. Here are some names people suggested. Blythe. Blythe.
I could live without it, yeah.
What about Gwyneth?
Gwyneth?
That
I like Gwendolyn a lot better.
You like Gwendolyn?
Yeah.
But Gwyneth, that N.
Yeah, rough. Get rid of it.
Let's put Gwyneth on.
What about Newt?
Newt. But is that his actual name?
Newton.
Oh.
Who is that? Was that Doug?
Yeah, that's Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Hey, Tom.
What are you doing tonight, Doug?
We're just listening to the show, eating some Thai food.
Smoking out? Right? We got some edibles?
Are you guys burning one down?
Yeah, right? A rare occasion, but yes.
Does Roxy have one of those big, dumb balloons that she fills with pot smoke, whatever those are called?
A volcano? And no.
A volcano?
A volcano, yeah. You simpleton.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's called a volcano, and no, I don't.
Me and a listener once, I went to his apartment and we did like 8 volcanoes before we went to go see Winnow Tricks Point Never, and it was a very wonderful experience.
Before you saw who?
Winnow Tricks Point Never.
I don't know what that
is.
What is
that?
Is that a skateboard video or something? What were you watching?
It's a band, not a band, like a dude.
You're so
never mind.
Right,
anyway.
I know. Yeah. So okay, so Todd and Newton.
Mm-hmm. What about Craig?
Craig is on the list also. Craig.
I like it. It's funny.
What?
It's like a fun take on Craig.
Yeah. All right. Any other ones?
Tom, what about just the idea of parents naming a kid Newton? It's so elevating.
Why
terrible? All right. It's so like aggrandizing.
Back it up, Doug.
I hate it.
It's Roxy's world, Doug.
Yeah, back off, Doug.
Right? Andy Kindler just said Stevia.
That's not a name.
Stevia?
Yeah, that's like a... Yeah.
Rip him a new one. But that's not a name.
But to be fair, he's at a coffee shop right now.
Mm, yeah.
So.
You know what name sucks?
What?
Sky.
Guy.
S-K-Y.
Yeah, ooh, I love guy with a G. Hate sky.
Ooh, all right, I know a sky. I don't know any guys. I do know Guy Madden, the director.
I know Guy Balzano, my friend's dad.
Okay.
So. Well, that's all I got. So.
All right. Roxy, all right. Thank you. You have a grand evening. And
thank you.
Take it easy. Right?
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song.
Smart.
And then we'll come back to the good old-fashioned best show. And we'll be back with more Mary Houlihan and more other things. Should I play, Mike? Mike has no idea. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Why am I? Now, I'm going to find something. I don't have the music queued up.
Shoot.
Hold on. Here we go. Going with the bag.
Sunshine, bag lollipops, and rainbows.
We're not going to play any Leslie Gore.
We're together.
I'm going to play my favorite thing is this EP by Ravi Shavi.
Ooh.
It's good. It's better than good. We're going to hear something from this, and then we'll be back with more Best Show. The EP is out on Almost Ready Records. It's called Independent. And here's a song called, well, coincidentally, it's the title track, and the title of it is Independent. So let's hear Independent by Ravi Shavi right now.
I need an old-fashioned type of girl.
Oh, yeah, that is Ravi Shavi from the EP Independent, the song Independent. So good. We love it. Almost Ready Records. Can't go wrong. I am going to go back to the phones. Hot phones on the Best Show. Best Show, you're on the air.
Poptronic 8000 in the beachfront condo is on though.
Wait, oh, hey, okay. It's Darren from work calling back again. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm doing great, you know, just nose to the grindstone, you know, kicking it on ye old honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Last
cracking
week.
Cracking a beer.
Sure. Cracking a cold one. Last week you called, or Darren called. I'm not talking to you. You know you called. And you had some pretty shocking news that you had just gotten married. Not even you were getting married. You had just gotten married to Katrina Starr, who's a motivational extreme magician, she calls herself.
Yeah.
And you had only known her for 2 days after she spoke at an event at our work.
For the last time, it was 3.5 days, you judgmental, gavel-banging gorilla.
Oh, sorry. 3.5 days.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So how is the honeymoon going, Darren?
Oh. Going amazing. We're so in love, Tom. And I can't think of anyone else I want to do life with. And I'll tell you, the Newbridge Isles are so beautiful this time of year.
Oh, the Newbridge Isles. You went to the Newbridge Isles?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah. There's so many different things in Newbridge. And somehow I haven't done that yet. I guess, you know, when it's in your own backyard, you don't do it sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it true about that the beaches are actually made of, like, powdered sugar?
It is true, yeah. See, when Mount New Bridgeville erupted in 3890 BC. You know, all that hot lava mixed with the naturally sweetened chocolate air.
Mm-hmm.
And it resulted in the famous sugarcane beaches. And I'll tell you, it's like walking on a funnel cake.
Wow, I can't even imagine what that would be like.
It's great.
Uh-huh.
Fun.
Have you seen many Winkledews?
Oh, my God, yes, yes. It's funny, they're all over the place here. I mean, who would have ever thought that an armadillo koala hybrid could be so damn cute, you know?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It is. That said, I did try to pick one up, but it tried to gnaw off my nuts.
Ugh. Okay. I don't know why you had to say that. I don't know why you're picking one up. Anyway, I don't, you know.
Well, they're so cute, you know. You just want to snuggle them, and then uh-huh. you try to do it, and your yeah. marbles no. are in jeopardy, right?
Okay, yeah. You...
Marbles what? In Jeopardy. That sounds like a television album. Was that like the third television album?
I think it was Marquee Moon.
Right.
Adventure.
Right.
Then I think they had a song called Marbles in Jeopardy, which was on that cassette. The Roar.
That sounds right.
Remember that cassette label?
Yes.
R-O-I-R.
You're right. I'll ask Chris Stammy about this.
About the song he'll Marbles know. In Jeopardy?
Yeah, he'll know about that.
Marbles in Jeopardy. Right?
That's some great drumming by Billy Thicke.
Yes. Those. The twin guitar attack, like no other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're having, any other weird stuff or interesting stuff on your honeymoon?
Oh, yes. I swam with a reggae shark.
Wow. Those are like sharks where the scales are like little dreads, right?
Yes.
Like little
dreads? Yeah, I don't know. It's just like some kind of fluke of nature, I guess, you know, how there's all kinds of stuff like that in nature. And for some reason, these scales look like little dreadlocks. And it's funny, these sharks, they emit this noise when they're feeding, and it actually sounds like the intro to Babylon by Bus.
Okay.
Remember that? It goes, greetings in the name of His Holiness, Jah Rastafari, ever living, ever fearful, ever living.
And wait, the sharks actually say that?
Honestly, Tom, I was flipping on Moonwalker Kush when I rode the fish, so I don't really know.
What is Moonwalker Kush?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, Moonwalker Kush is a balanced indica dominant hybrid that is the genetic cross of Triple OG and Tahoe Alien, and its odoriferous combination speaks volumes through its pungent scent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, at least you're well versed on. Hey, you know what I've been noticing, Darren, when you're telling me about this honeymoon?
Right.
You've been saying I and not we. For all these like activities you've been doing.
Oh yeah, well, Katrina had to go back to the mainland on Sunday for a family emergency.
Oh no, a family emergency. Well, yeah. Is everything's okay?
Well, her mother's pretty sick.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that, Darren.
Thanks.
That's you should probably be there if you're, you know, married and. She's
well, that's what I told her, you know, but she said that she didn't want to ruin the special week for me, you know, and she said she'll try to be back here by Thursday, so it should be fine.
Uh-huh. So you're just going to stay on your honeymoon by your, okay. So you're just by yourself for the last few days on your honeymoon.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm making the most of it. It's been a little lonely, but, you know, I'm trying to keep myself amused.
Uh-huh. How so? Like, what are you doing?
Well, like yesterday, I went down this massive Andy Kindler rabbit hole.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. Okay. I was laughing so hard that Iggy the Cabana Boy thought I was choking, and he started doing the Heimlich maneuver on me.
Uh-huh. He did the Heimlich maneuver on you.
No, the Heimlich maneuver.
Okay, it's Heimlich, named after the person.
Wait, what's the Heimlich maneuver?
It's the one where they kind of press on your chest, kind of around your rib cage, to help with breathing. I kind of don't want to know
I'll tell you what the Heimlich maneuver is. Uh-huh. It's apparently when. Until all over the place.
Yeah, I said I really didn't. I had to bleep all of that.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the line that really got me in hysterics and you know actually kind of made me choke was Jay Leno has a car that runs on not touching his Tonight Show money.
That's yeah. That's Kindler.
I love that.
He is so funny.
I love it. Yeah. I also liked, why do they call them grapes? They're not gray.
Wait, why do they call them grapes?
Grapes. Not gray.
Uh-huh. Because, okay.
Because it's part of the word grape, I guess.
Yeah, no, I
love it.
Yeah. He's so funny. He says he'll always say, I didn't get the memo.
Right.
Like, I didn't get the memo.
I think I get that.
Yeah, it's funny. It might be funnier when he does it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, I went to the movies yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you see?
I saw Cafe Society.
Cafe Society, which is... What is Cafe Society again?
It's a new Woody Allen movie.
Oh, okay.
I really liked it. And I'll tell you, I had not seen a recent film of his since... Oh, my God. What's the one that had, like, an elevator to hell? Does that ring a bell? Long time ago.
A Woody Allen movie with an elevator
to
hell?
Yeah.
Was it, what type of movie was it?
I can't even remember. I think it was the one after the one with Mira Sorvino.
After Mighty Aphrodite.
I think it was after that, yes.
But an elevator to hell?
Maybe I'm making that up. I mean, it's possible that the Kush is still in effect. I don't know.
Yeah, this sounds like a horror movie you're talking about.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of like one of those Freddy Krueger movies.
Yeah, you might be mixing up a Freddy Krueger movie with a Woody Allen movie.
Could be, yeah. But. I love those early Woody Allen movies, like Bananas.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I love that. I love the line when he's down there and someone gets a... I was like, what do you do if there's a snake bite?
Mm-hmm.
And the other soldiers go, suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. And they get to Woody Allen and he goes, I will not... I cannot suck anyone's leg who I'm not engaged to.
Yeah, that I remember that scene. I think maybe he says it funnier when he says it.
I thought I did a pretty good read on that.
Can you do it again? Let me. I'll lead you in on it.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Suck out. No, wait. Right,
what do you do? Who says what?
What do you do if there is a snake bite?
So you're not going to do an impression for that part of it.
That was my Latino voice.
Oh, okay.
What do you do if there is a snake bite?
You suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. Suck out the poison. Suck out the poison.
I cannot suck anyone's leg who I'm not engaged to.
Okay, that was funny.
I really hammered it.
Yeah, you owned it on that one. I think you probably, were you doing hand motions?
I was, yes.
Yeah, that's probably what it was missing was some hand motions.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My favorite Woody Allen line, though.
What's that?
Didn't take the money and run.
Yeah.
When they interview his childhood cello teacher,
mm-hmm.
and it's this old guy and he with white hair, and he goes, he had no feel at all for the instrument. He was blowing into it.
Blowing into the cello. Yeah, that's fun.
Jesus, yeah. Tough audience.
Well, I've seen these. I've seen the movies, Darren. I
wait. you don't have those scenes like at your fingertips. I'm sure they elicit some sort of surprise and
sure.
Mirth.
I guess so. Well, there was some mirth. There.
Who had the album called Surprise and Mirth? Was that
Surprise? I think that was a Lou Reed album.
I think it was too.
Like
it was after the Blue Mask. You're right.
Yeah, wasn't it just like the one where he's just like he was doing like a song cycle,
right?
Or something about.
Do you remember how the song went though?
Surprise and Mirth?
Yeah.
Didn't it go, I got surprise and mirth.
Surprise. Wait, that was way too much emotion.
So, how about this?
I got surprise and mirth.
I got surprise.
That's it.
And mirth.
But look, anyway, Cafe Society?
Yeah, you like it?
I did like it, okay. But I had one thing I didn't like about it.
What's that?
I thought only one of the love stories worked.
You thought only one of them worked. Would that be the one? Because this is with Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg.
Exactly. And yeah, that was the one I didn't think worked.
You didn't think that one worked?
Oh, God, no.
Uh-huh. Which
no,
one?
The one between Kristen Stewart and Steve Carell I thought was great, though.
You thought okay. Steve Carell, Kristen Stewart. Which plays into what we were talking about last week, like you hit the bullseye on that one, which I guess is a reflection of what you're kind of going through now, because you are married to Katrina Starr, and there is a pretty substantial age difference between the two of you.
Jesus. Tom, how many times do I have to tell you that this is what love looks like in 2016? I mean, look no further than Alec Baldwin and his wife Hilaria. You know, he's 58 and she's 32, and they're about to have their third child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, sure, he looks perpetually annoyed in every photo I've seen of the two of them together, but they're making it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and doesn't he seem dumb?
He seems like he just doesn't try at all in anything. It's like he's just coasting.
To me, I feel like it seems like. He thinks it's impressive. He thinks people's minds will be blown that he's like a Democrat.
I could see that.
Like, he'll just be like, look, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm a Democrat. Wrap your heads around that.
Right.
I'm a Democrat.
Right.
As if there's not just two parties at this point.
Right.
Like, he thinks this is a revolutionary thing.
Well, hopefully I can sway him to the other side at some point, you know, or someone will.
Yeah, or someone. Okay.
Yeah.
So you take a lot of inspiration from Alec Baldwin and Hilaria?
I do. And, you know, and of course Mick Jagger and Melanie Hamrick.
Uh-huh. Who's Melanie Hamrick?
Only the ballerina carrying his upcoming new baby, Tom.
Uh-huh. And... How old is Melanie Hamrick?
29. Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid to ask how old Mick Jagger is.
He's 73. Uh-huh. Why?
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
What, you think it's going to be weird that he's not going to maybe have the energy to drop off his 12-year-old kid at soccer practice when he's 86?
Yeah, when he's just, when he's trying to talk about the birds and the bees.
Yes.
When
from his hospital bed?
When he's there for natural...
What would that sound like, Tom? All right, so like an aged Mick Jagger.
Okay.
All right, and I'm the 12-year-old, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Daddy?
What's that, son? That's more Keith Richards, sorry.
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah. Buddy?
What's that, son? That's Michael
Caine. That sounds like Bill Wyman.
That sounds like Bill Wyman, okay.
It does.
What's that, son?
Wait, you gotta get this better.
I can't do Mick Jagger, apparently. Can you do it?
No, do it again, you can do it.
Okay, I'll try.
No, I think you'll be better at that. I'm better at the kid.
Okay.
Alright, I'll let you go however it sounds, okay?
Yeah.
Daddy?
Yes, son?
The kids at school were saying that something happens between a man and a woman. What is it, Daddy?
Well, this is how that goes, is you got to realize when you're like a lad, right? And you're looking to get with a bird and like you got your bits and like she's got hers and like I can't do this. I'm way off on this.
I was about to say, Daddy, which one is the fanny and which is the front bottom?
Okay.
I didn't do that, though.
Yeah, well, but you just said it, though.
Well, I didn't do it in character. I will do it if you want me to.
No, you just did. You don't Daddy. Need to. Darren, you don't need to.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah?
I read today that Jay Farrow is leaving Saturday Night Live. Mm.
Yes, I did see that.
So are the rumors true?
What rumors?
That he quit because you're riding an ATS vehicle for him.
I'm riding an ATS vehicle? What is...
Writing?
Uh-huh.
I can see how that sounded like riding an ATS vehicle.
Yeah, I thought it was like some sort of like... Because you're talking about all these island adventures.
Right.
I thought you might be... Like an ATS vehicle might be some sort of thing I've
like
never...
Like an ATV vehicle.
Yeah. So...
That's one too many V's, though.
So, writing.
All-terrain vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, so you said writing, not riding.
An AT&S vehicle.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. AT&S.
Yes.
Attention teachers and students.
Yes, is it true?
No, I'm not right. We're not, me and Jay Farrow are not developing a feature film for his character, Attention Teachers and Students.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, look, I'm not rooting against, did I think that was good? No, but I'm sorry to hear the guy got fired. I don't root for anybody to get fired from a gig, but
right. That
was not my favorite character, Attention.
Okay.
Attention Teachers and Students. Yeah, not my favorite.
No. I know who is a favorite character. So he's probably my favorite on character on TV right now.
Who's that?
Phil. On Roadies.
Oh.
You don't like that?
Roadies.
Yes.
The Showtime show, the Cameron Crowe.
It's a documentary, isn't it?
No, that's definitely not a documentary, Darren. It stars Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
And Carla Gugino.
Wait, it's not a documentary? So the Head and the Heart don't prank the headlining band on their first day on tour?
No, that band of older band?
Yeah.
That would be grateful for that job?
Yes.
No, they don't decide to prank the band that everyone there bought a ticket to see.
Huh.
No, that's not how that works.
It doesn't.
It's not.
Interesting. Sorry. Well, Next you're going to tell me that guy Wes, who looks like he's in Slipknot, doesn't actually love Bob Dylan or know all these John Mellencamp songs.
You mean the guy who looks like he was like a leftover from Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
The guy who looks like the missing... ex-boyfriend from Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, that's him.
That he isn't actually running around with blonde-on-blonde outtakes that he passes out that grizzled roadies haven't heard yet that he got his hands on.
Hmm. Now you're making me wonder about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Next you're going to tell me that they don't really do these morning circles where the tour manager teaches the entire road crew about the music history of the town that they're in.
I'm going to say that probably doesn't happen. Like, if they're doing a show in Louisiana, I don't think the head of the road crew for a band that sounds like the National is lecturing everybody about like Professor Longhair.
Sure, I could
like,
see that.
He's not doing that before the show for the band that sounds like the National, right? Is that who they sound like?
We never hear them. We never hear the Staten House Band, Tom. That's a great band name, isn't it?
the state.
It really conjures a specific sound.
Well, I mean, I just pick what it does for me is it just brings me back to when I fell in love with music and would just stare at an album cover all day long. You stare at the Ramones or like a Beatles record or a state and house band.
Right. Sure. Sure. Oh, well, now I'm rethinking this whole thing, and I'm beginning to question my long-held credo that I've always stood behind.
Which is what?
Will Hollywood ever get rock and roll wrong?
They've got a pretty perfect batting average.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of music, congratulations to you.
What do you mean, congratulations?
Well, I heard that Kurt Vile is recording Schnatter on My Noodle for his next album.
Oh, that's the thing we were doing last week.
Yeah, you wrote a song, and I guess he's covering it.
He's covering the Smiths version of that we came up with John Schnatter as Papa John.
Yes.
And there was something about Schnatter on my, that I had Papa John on the brain, and we said Schnatter on My Noodle. Yeah.
How do you think it'll sound when Kurt does it?
Yeah, Schnatter on My Noodle, yeah.
Sounds just like him. Is he playing a record, Mike? Did he get an advance of this song?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
I did not. He did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Darren, I'm just poking around here on the online, and I'm kind of not sure how to bring, I guess, how to say this.
Account went down?
What's that?
Your Ashley Madison account went down?
I don't have an Ashley Madison. Okay.
I do.
Okay. Are you on Instagram?
Of course I am. I mean, how else am I going to keep abreast of the exotic month-long vacations of people I barely know who don't appear to have anything resembling jobs?
That's a fair point.
You know my address. I'm at dplop6969.
Uh-huh.
You don't follow me?
Well, it's a funny, I did actually unfollow you a few months ago.
You did?
Yeah, I gotta say, I was having a little bit of a hard time with just some of what your whole thing seemed to be about. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
You know? Yeah, you know, first of all, and just like, this is constructive criticism, every day you put up about 10 super close photos of your face.
That's my thing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's like I can see every pore on your skin, you know, and
yeah,
and I'm not just sure what you're going for with your, it's your thing, but it's so close.
I know, but you're the first person that's ever really brought it up in a negative way. I get a lot of likes.
Okay.
Usually in the mid-30s.
In the mid-30s, all right.
Yeah.
Is there
anything else?
Well, I gotta say, I'm not nuts about the whole, the hashtag you do. What a disaster.
That's my thing, too.
But it's like you're really being pretty harsh on people that you're, I don't know if anybody has or hasn't seen, if people haven't seen it, it's, you've been doing this thing where you take these pictures of people who are dressed kind of sloppy or whatever, and maybe they're uncool, and you know, they're not cool looking or whatever, and you take pictures of them and you kind of either take that so their head's not showing, and you kind of use the hashtag, what a disaster, and you're making fun. You do so many of them, and it seems a little, there's like a meanness to it.
Well, Tom, in my defense, they'll never know about it.
That's not much of a defense, but
sure it is.
Well,
is there anything else, or is that it? Jeez.
That's kind of it. That's enough for me to unfollow you.
Okay. Well, Why did you ask if I'm on Instagram?
Do you follow Katrina, your wife, on there?
You know, actually, she asked me not to follow her. She said something like she doesn't want me to... She doesn't want to feel like she has to censor herself when she's posting things.
Uh-huh.
I guess it makes sense.
Uh-huh. Well, you really might want to take a look at her Instagram feed.
All right, hang on. Let me get my laptop up here. All right. Wait. Whose toe is she sucking?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that also. That's not yours, is it?
Well, it's from this morning. I haven't seen her in a few days. You know, it must be her mother's toe. You know, I have seen pictures, and her mother looks like she could have man feet. I mean, maybe it's some kind of like homeopathic treatment, like Wing Guang or Dianetics, or. But that doesn't answer the question of why she's in a bikini.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Oh no, Holy Mother of the Ancient Birth! I keep refreshing her feed.
Uh huh.
And there's more and more pictures that keep coming up. It's like she's on a posting frenzy.
Yeah. It's not good, Darren.
Okay, and there she is with my new car, and there she is selling my new car. Okay, there she is with my new stereo system, and there she is selling my new stereo system. Great. Okay, and there she is with my new boat. Yep, and there she is selling that boat. Oh, here's one of her in front of my house. Yep, and that's her selling my house. Okay, great. Oh, and to tie it up in a nice little bow, that's her setting my dog, Jello B. Arfra, free. Perfect. Great. So long, buddy.
Well, Darren, this might not be the best time to bring this up either, but Katrina actually has texted me a whole lot since last week's show, since you called up last week.
She's been texting you? What has she been saying?
Well, she's I guess she's really wants to come on the best show. She's really been browbeating me with it.
Really?
Yeah. She was saying she wants to promote the magic shows she has coming up, and then plug her website and her blog and her something erotic nightwear.
Yeah, that's her clothing lines. Uh-huh. It's like lingerie, but it's all black and it's all kind of spooky and magical.
Yeah, it's very okay. It's very. She also said she wanted to meet her at the Chateau Muffler Mont. She said she had a bungalow there and she wanted to work on ideas, and ideas was in quotes, and it's very unsettling, and I'm sorry I have to tell you this.
Oh, man. Oh, it's like I just got punched in the stomach after eating a whole bowl of cashews. Oh, man. This explains the bantering with Gary the Squirrel I heard her practicing in the shower last week. And also why she was asking me what your 20 least favorite pizza crusts are in terms of dough thickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know she's been texting with AP Mike also.
Well, that explains the 9 cases of Coors Light I saw on my bank statement today. Jesus.
I guess I should also let you know that she keeps referring to herself as, your last name was Ploppleton, and she's calling herself Mrs. Pinklepoop in these texts. It's like she doesn't even know your actual last name.
Wait, you're telling me she actually spelled it that way?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought her five tongue piercings were preventing her from pronouncing it correctly, but I think she doesn't know
or care. I don't know whether she knows or cares, but I'm just telling you that's what she knows. What is that?
Oh, no. Hang on.
What?
Shut this off. That's my Bank of Newbridge app.
Mm-hmm.
And this alarm goes off whenever there's flagrantly heinous action on an account.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Darren,
this...
That, you know, when you and Katrina hung out that first, at the Consolidated Cardboard Retreat?
Right.
Did you tell her... that you're the heir to the Ploptronics voice modulator fortune?
Oh, and there it is.
Uh-huh.
She wiped out all my accounts.
Uh-huh.
Flat broke.
Oh.
Busted.
Man. I'm sorry.
There's dust in them there accounts.
Oh, no, Darren. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
What? What else could be going on?
Oh, no.
What?
Well, you know that app Periscope, you know?
Yes, Periscope, sure.
Well, I just got a notice that Katrina's doing something on Periscope. Hang on. Pull it up. And, of course, yep. It's her and my lawyer, Steve, and she's having him draw divorce papers. We can watch it live. How about that?
She's periscoping her and your lawyer.
Yep.
Drawing up divorce papers.
Yep. But Tom, it gets better.
What's got what?
Well, she's making out with him now.
Okay.
Tom, I hope you aren't squeamish.
Why?
Because now they're doing it in my four-wheeler. Which she just sold to my neighbor Todd while she's doing it in it with my lawyer. Great.
Oh, Darren.
Ooh, I know what's going on.
What?
I mean, besides my world falling completely apart.
Yeah.
She is doing a lady stepfather on me.
Doing a what? What is a lady stepfather?
Yes.
What is a lady stepfather?
Oh, come on. I specifically recall a very entertaining caller schooling you on this very film a couple months ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
To refresh your memory, Katrina is doing to me what Terry O'Quinn did to the lovely Shelley Hack in the 1987 psychological thriller The Stepfather.
Uh-huh.
And I know how this works, all right?
Yeah.
Katrina's been setting up a whole new life for herself in advance of the one she's about to leave, mine.
Okay.
And then she's going to jump right in, leaving a trail of broken hearts, soiled black silken sheets, and semi-dead bodies.
Hey, this might not be the time to bring this up, but it's a little nitpicky. But why would you say she's pulling a lady stepfather rather than just say she's pulling a stepmother?
Well, it doesn't have the same bite. I'll tell you, if you knew anything about upping pizzazz value, you wouldn't ask such an absurd question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to put a stop to this right now, all right? I just texted her saying I know everything she's doing, and I'm going to see to it that she gets severely punished in the jail of my choosing.
Okay. And so you just texted her.
I did, yeah.
And has she replied? Has she texted back?
Ooh, hang on. Oh, here it comes, yes. Yeah, she texted back saying, oh, she's going to turn me into a pig if I come after her.
Turn you
into... What that means.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane because, I mean, she might be... She calls herself an extreme motivational magician, but like, she's not an actual, like, sorceress.
Well, she certainly is in the bedroom, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
But look, I'm going to get my life back starting right now, Tom.
All right. Look, Darren, you got to take care of business, you know? You I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to call her right now. Hang on. And then I'm going to call the police. And that's going to be the end of that. Hang on. Here we go. Katrina, it's Darren. Darren Ploppleton? Your husband. Look, you may have drained my bank account so quickly and perfunctorily as you drained my bees, but you're not going to do it to Steve, AP Mike, Tom Sharpling, or anyone else for that matter. All right? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to... I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and you're not going to like...
Oh, my God. Wait. Hey, Darren? Wait, did she actually turn him into a pig? Wait, Darren just got turned into a pig, I think. That's the weirdest. Oh, my God. I hope he's okay. You know, they call Nashville's Music City, I think, right? Is that what they call it? Music City? What if there's like the comedy city, right? Where all the comedy takes place. Like Laugh Town. Go to the different theaters, right? The Pete Holmes Theater. He'd be like the Yakov. Well, Yakov Smirnoff is a comedian. Tonight at the Pete Holmes Theater. Pete Holmes. Another thing I did in Nashville, I saw Suicide Squad. You see it, Mike? Studio? Pat? I can't hear you over the air. No? Can you bring in, Mary can come. I want to talk about Suicide Squad, but Mary can come in and why don't you bring, Chris can come in and sit also. It's the Suicide Squad. I'm telling you. This thing was so bad. I was looking forward to this thing for... I was looking forward to it for the trailer. For it was like, look, shame on me. I fell for it. Because look, these DC movies, are one's worse than the next, and that continues now. This is maybe the worst one yet. Suicide. Like, I'm watching this thing. Because Batman versus Superman was so bad. When I saw that in the theater, it was so boring that, as I said, I was having a hard time staying awake. What I did to stay awake was I would stare at the floor. There was somebody had left a peanut M&M wrapper on the floor. At least that was like bright yellow. And I could stare at that. It was more dynamic than what was on the screen. So then the trailer comes out for this thing, Suicide Squad, and it's like, it's the bad guys get their own movie. It's like the dirty dozen, right, Mike? Yeah, where the bad guys have to go fight the fight. I'm like, God, that sounds like, then it's a comic book. Like, I never read these DC comics when I was a kid. I read the Marvel ones. So I read I go see this Suicide Squad, and the trailer is like, you got Will Smith, it's Deadshot. Then you got Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn, and all the other ones, and like eight other ones, right? Instinct's bad. It's bad. It's so bad. Like I said, I am going to do some spoilers now on this. So if you don't want nothing spoiled, here's the big spoiler. It sucks. Don't go see it. It's stupid and it sucks. There. You know the spoil. They did the spoiler. If anybody spoiled anything, it was the people who made this movie. They spoiled my night. They're the spoil. Like, the movie is like a 2-hour spoiler of an evening. It's like, the Batman versus Superman was boring and pompous and ponderous. But you know what it wasn't? It didn't feel like cheap and rushed. This thing felt like it was like a knockoff. Like they were hurrying, and they were. You read about this thing, they were hurrying to get this movie done. Like hurrying. So bad. It's like, it just feels like it doesn't make sense. And it's just, oh, it's so pointless and just, like it starts, it feels like 2 or 3 different movies got squished into one movie. Like the trailer was like, made it seem like it was going to be like fun and exciting and stuff. And then the movie's just like, the beginning, they're just slapping things on graphics and stuff to make it seem like the trailer. And then that just stops. And then the movie just goes slow like any one of these other things. And it's like another one of these. If I see another one of these superhero movies that takes place in an abandoned city, I'm going to scream. That would be the hardest thing for a superhero to do. Evacuate a city. So that's the ultimate superpower. Getting everyone out of a city would be more impressive than any power that any superhero has. The ability to actually get everyone out, which they do in this movie, because there's ain't no one around. And then they got the Joker. The Joker's back. Look out, everyone. And first of all, this Joker that he's doing, he's like a strip club DJ. This Joker. You know. This Joker looks like he's running like an electronics store. He's like a sleaze running an electronics. He looks like the guy who, if you got ripped off on some deal and then you had to go talk to the manager, then you realize he's actually running the company. Just like, that's fine. You can rip me off. This guy seems scary. Like, that's the level of fear that the Joker evokes, is this dude seems like he's like an identity thief. And here's the kicker. He's only in this thing for like 10 minutes. Could they have fit him more into the marketing of it? It's me, the Joker. Bleh. Look out, gang. Here I come. He don't do nothing in this whole thing. Half his stuff is in flashback. And he shows up, he fires a machine gun once and he splits. But don't worry, you get the world's most boring villain in it. It's like the villain left over from the first Ghostbusters movie was in this. Zool. I gotta see this Ghostbusters too. I don't know. I had my childhood repaired. It's finally strong enough that I can, for what they did to my childhood. They ruined my childhood with the Ghostbusters movie. And I finally got it strong enough that I can walk into that theater and buy a ticket. But yeah, this Joker's barely in this thing. Holy moly. It's not good. These other characters are boring. One's worse than the next. Captain Boomerang. Guy throws boomerangs. Really? Captain Boomerang. That's and then the movie throws like 2 boomerangs. That's it. Guy throws a boomerang every once in a while. Another dude shoots fire out of his hands. And look, Margot Robbie is like, she's good in it, but I don't know what that's supposed to be. And it's like, don't worry, there's plenty of women getting punched in the face also, if you need a good laugh, good comic relief. Batman punches her in the face, one part. Everyone in the theater laughs. It's good. Whatever. Pile of trash. Never should have believed that dumb trailer. And then there was like this petition on that they started online, Rotten Tomatoes. Like somebody's like, we're tired of the bad reviews that the DC movies are getting. It's not fair. The critics are against us. We need to shut down Rotten Tomatoes. Like, first of all, Rotten Tomatoes just lists other people's reviews. So we're going to shut down the site that just compiles. It's a compiler. I wonder how those people who signed that petition are feeling now. Like, they're saying Suicide Squad's terrible. And they started the petition before the movie was out. And they were mad that the critics who saw it already were saying it's terrible. I might sign that petition. Yeah, how you feeling now? Anyone who signed that petition. That petition is to petitions what Suicide Squad actually is to movies. That's the Suicide Squad of petitions. Stupid, pointless, a giant waste of time. You know when they do those petitions and then like Obama has to like comment on them when they get over a certain amount? Did he have to go like Suicide Squad is a movie, just came out. All accounts are rushing to hit that August 5th deadline. It's not very good. Screened it in White House. Screen that thing in the White House. Holy moly, is it bad. But I'll say this. Look, I've been in the Marvel side of things. Got my friend Peyton Reed, directed Ant-Man. And we've had Paul Rudd on the show. He's been in the studio, sitting right in that same seat you're sitting in, Mary. Very exciting. Hey, Dudio, yeah. Do I unmute these mics? Yeah. Right? Do that, and then that. And there's headphones if you want to hear things for when calls start. Mr. Quiet. So, I'll say this. Yeah, I've been with this Marvel. That's the train I've been on. And I did a scene in Ant-Man that did not make the cut. Didn't make the cut. I got cut out of Ant-Man. I'm sure it just got lost. What's that?
I'm sure it just got lost.
Oh, no, it didn't get lost. They cut the whole thing out. But then I got a check today for like 200 something bucks.
Whoa.
For having been in Ant-Man, even though I didn't make any version of it. They still have to pay you. And look, I'm not telling them how to do their business. If I would have been in a thing, we all would have gotten a lot richer. That's all I'm saying. The check would not have been for $200. Probably would have been for $15 million. Because everyone would have wanted to know more about the guy who sold Ant-Man a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm on the Marvel side. I'll jump ship right now. If anyone at this DC, look, your movies, one sucks worse than the next. Get the kid on board. I don't even know half of your heroes or villains or anything. But you know what I got? The laughs. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The laughs. I put the Joker in this thing. You should have seen this Joker in this thing, Mary. He's just like, how's it going? And then he leaves 40 minutes later. What's going on? It's the Joker again. Then he goes, bye-bye. And then half hour goes by. Surprise! And he leaves. Then all of a sudden he's back again. Look out! Then he leaves. He was... Why is the Joker in the scene? I could have put him in it.
It kind of sounds like when Fred Flintstone has to be in two places at once.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Joker had to be in two Suicide Squads.
So if we could only see the other one, we'd be okay, Mary.
Well,
Boulan.
No, because in the other one, he also just, I'll be right back.
So it's like when, like when on the Brady Bunch, when like, who had the two dates? One of them had like two dates. He has to like change his sweatshirt or something.
Probably Greg.
Like Greg. He seems like a creep. Didn't he seem like a creep, Greg?
Yeah. He got with the mom, right? In real life?
I think in real life they inferred something like that.
Nice.
Well, you're I'm not sold on your compass anymore.
Mm.
You liked way too many of the names. Let me tell you all real quick. My friend Greg Needham, very talented young man. He has a Kickstarter that's up for his graphic novel called Mixed Signals. And it's cranking, and he has made, they made their initial goal, but they have stretch goals. And it's a really funny book, and I've read it, and you should go to Kickstarter, search Mixed Signals. It ends, I think it ends like in a week or two, or maybe next week even. But if you want to get a good graphic novel, go over to a Kickstarter and search Mixed Signals. And it's good stuff, man. And cross that off. A couple things I needed to talk about. Let's see. Mary Houlihan, she's here. Check.
Nice.
Thinking about quitting the show again.
No.
Cross that off. You know what I mean? Why not? Right? I got other things to do. If I wrote a book, wouldn't you want to read a book?
Yeah.
The Life of Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Bound for Glory. The Tom Sharpling story. Right?
Ooh, I like that.
Bound by Glory. The Tom Sharpling story. What about this? Bound for Stupid.
Mm-mm-mm.
No? This show is bound for stupid. This show
is bound for stupid. This show.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm starting to feel I shut it down in 2010 for a couple months. I might just shock everyone and shut this thing down.
You write your book live on air.
No, but then they don't allowed. Have to buy it. Then they don't have to buy it.
Hmm.
Right? Look, this is what will happen. I'll write a book. No one will come within a mile of it. I'll be selling it on apmike.bandcamp.com. Mike will be selling my book, making money hand over fist. What's that, Mike? He'll remainder it. This Mike, this guy. I gotta say, there ain't no limit with these guys. It's like Master P, no limit. I'm like a no limit soldier. I'm a soldier first. Got duty as always mumbling on, when's he going to stop talking about this? If I was doing the show, I would certainly, if I was doing it, I wouldn't do, I hear it. He doesn't think I can hear it. And then Mike's just egging him on, but Mike hates studio. That's the weird thing. Mike hates, it's like Mike and Dudio is like when Captain Boomerang and Slipknot and the Suicide Squad. It's like the two, okay. It's like, or I guess it's more like Deadshot and Rick Flagg, of course, as they had their whole. Best show.
Hey, Tom, I've got one for the topic, and then I've got a theory about Avalanche Bob.
Well, firstly, let me say to you, what's your name?
My name is Alex. I'm from Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, home of Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say this. First of all, the Olympics are on now. Maybe the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. I was watching this thing where it was these dudes in a pool wearing these like weird, like, it's like they're wearing like beach balls cut to like wrap around their heads with numbers on the side.
And okay.
They're throwing this like volleyball into like a net, but everyone who threw the ball got it into the net. It doesn't seem like you can stop it. The guy's like 4 feet away and he's whipping the thing overhand and it goes into the net.
That seems like just like a pool party game.
Yeah.
Like not an Olympic sport.
Yeah. What's next? We're all going to do cannonballs? Is that next?
I would like to see a competitive cannonball. Olympic level cannonball? Can you imagine how like big and beefy those dudes would have to be?
I mean, if this is how it's going, we might as well have the Impractical Jokers might as well be Olympic athletes. Right?
Ugh. What do you think Murr's sport would be?
They would all be doing the cannonball.
Nah, you're right.
Joe Gatto.
They'd be telling each other to do different styles of cannonball.
Yeah, Q, Murr, Joe, yeah. Sal. That's all I watch.
Hey, go in. Go in backwards.
All right, you're creeping me out. So
I'm sorry.
So I'm watching this. I'm watching this Olympic thing. It's the worst. And then there's all these other things just about just like single athletes where it's just like scoring and stuff. It's like, oh, the beauty of the single accomplishment. You know what it comes down to? And this ties into you, young man, whose name I already blanked on. Alex? Alex?
You got it.
Okay. These people, when this Kevin Durant left the Oklahoma City Thunder and went to the Golden State Warriors, and these people are like, oh, it's going to be beautiful basketball. It's like, go watch the Olympics. Some of us want to see teams beat other teams. You're in it for the beauty. Go, oh, I almost said something filthy, to the Olympics. Because that's what you want. You don't want NBA basketball. You want Olympics things where you're just watching beauty. Oh. Well, everybody who wants just beautiful thing, go watch the Olympics. You're done with the NBA. You're more Olympic fans. Go ahead. What do you got for the thing with the names? What do you got? Because we're doing
all right,
the dumbest.
So the name
first
I've got,
name.
The worst first name is Tana.
Is that male or female?
It's male.
Tanner.
And I'll go ahead and expand that to any name that's associated with a profession.
T-A-N-A.
Like, T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Tanner.
Mm-hmm. Like Tanner, Hunter, Cooper, any of those I think you can.
All right. Now what else you got for me, Chief?
My other thing is a theory I have about Avalanche Bob, mm-hmm. which is that he's the next Hazel Atkins.
Well, there you go. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
In like 20 years.
Said, right? Remember when
Asia said
that? Someone's
going to dig him up.
Goodbye. You're bugging me. Best show.
Dig him up.
I think I'm up next.
Hi, you are up next.
Hi. Oh, cool. I heard my phone make a buzzy sound.
Here you go.
It's Paige from Los Angeles. How are you?
Who is this?
Paige from Los Angeles.
That's
how
a good
are
one.
You?
Paige. That's a really bad name. P-A-I-G-E or P-A-G-E?
Yeah,
I'm
an
kidding. I.
I
like the name Paige. I like Paige.
Thanks.
Is it just Paige Thank like you. The page of a book or with an I in there also?
With an I.
Okay. So what's going on, Paige?
I got a topic, name for the topic. I got
what you,
two.
What do you have?
Tevin.
Tevin, like Tevin Campbell?
I don't know who that is.
Or Kevin, with a K or a T?
No, with a T, with a T.
Okay, Tevin. I'm going to double dip that one with Kevin. We're just going to link
them. Oh, the difference, because Kevin's a real name. Tevin's like a made-up name that's
no, it's not.
Slightly worse than Kevin.
All names are made up.
It's just, yeah, it's just the it's length like, of like them a being fake around. Name. It's like Jackson's almost Jason.
Oh, calm down. Get off my phone. You, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Mary Houlihan?
She was out of line.
At Mary Hooley?
I was offended by her.
What's going on next, Mary Houlihan? What's coming up for you?
Oh.
You have these videos. You have these videos over at...
Seriously.tv.
Seriously.tv. And these are... highly charged political videos.
Yeah.
So people can watch you, and you're super funny on them.
I'm getting to do more silly stuff, though, so that's pretty fun.
Good, because you're very funny.
Thanks. Tomorrow, I'm doing an incredible Facebook Live video.
Okay. What is that? You mean like you're going to be on that Facebook chat thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you won't get anything offensive said to you at all by people at work.
Oh, no, this won't be at work. This will be at home. I'm taking the week off.
Okay, you're taking the week off.
Yeah. Well, you know Nick Nanny, right? You did karaoke together at Pat's show.
What did we do? What did he do?
Nick is a big freaking galoot. And I think he looked as though he was spitting beer in the photos.
He did a scary song, right?
Yeah.
What song did he do, Pat? What song did Nick do at your karaoke night? Yeah, he did a thing, yeah. He did. I guess that's why they call it the blues, which is one of my karaoke's. That's one of the ones I do at karaoke all the time.
I've seen Nick do it before at karaoke.
Well, this guy, he's a very talented guy. I do it. I try to invoke the spirit of Elton John. He was trying to detonate the song, which is a fair approach.
Sure.
Two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm. So me and Nick are hosting a morning show akin to Regis and Kelly.
Okay.
And it's on Facebook Live.
All right. That's tomorrow morning.
Yes, at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Now, you also do this character where you put this wig on.
Hello.
What is that now?
Which one, my dad or Hot Mary?
Well, now I want to hear about it. It was Hot Mary, but I want to hear about your dad. What's the thing? What's your dad?
It's kind of a combo of my dad and all of my uncles, and it's just a lot of a bunch of bragging and talking about, oh my God, can you believe it? It's unbelievable. Back in 1978, me and my buddies Joe Buenahora and Joe Abitacola, we took the 6 train.
So this is your family you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So
but they're Bronx boys.
Okay, so you're doing them. And then what is Hot Mary?
I put a wig on and I show my midriff and I become hot.
But what's the voice you do for that?
It's like, hey guys, what's up?
Okay, talk in that. I want to hear more of this. Who's inspiring the voice on that?
I don't know. I guess like girls from my junior high, maybe.
Okay.
Hey guys, so basically, I know a lot of you guys are wondering, am I single or taken? And yeah, I'm taken. me and Derek Cheater just literally got married, and yeah, things are pretty good.
So.
She's married to Derek Jeter, also is okay. A huge part of her backstory.
Her being married to Derek, okay. And people can see these, your videos online.
Yeah, on my YouTube.
All right. And people can find you on Twitter at Mary Hooley.
Woo!
Best show.
Hello.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Hi. This is Sarah in Philadelphia.
Sarah in Philadelphia. You're here with Mary Houlihan. What's
Hello.
Going on?
Hi, Mary.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Sarah?
I have one for the topic.
What's up tonight in Philly? You throwing batteries?
You know, the usual.
Were you throwing batteries at the Wawa manager?
Not tonight.
Swimming in a dumpster?
That dumpster swimming.
No, definitely not.
Right? You fill it up with water.
I know multiple people that were in that dumpster.
Rest in peace.
I know. R.I.P. guys.
So what do you got, Sarah?
Somebody might have said it because I missed most of the show and it's the dumbest name ever, but Kirk?
Kirk. K-I-R-K.
Well, that's a bad one too, but Kurt. K-U-R-T.
Oh, well, I know too many Kurts for that to make the
list. You're dead wrong. That's
Kurt
really?
Vile and Kurt Brownaller. Sorry.
How
can you be from Philly and then your own hero, the guy who's flying the flag for your own misbegotten sideways city you got down there, that I
Listen,
love.
It's
I love
bad
it.
Name.
I love it, but you got Kurt's. You got Kurt Vile fighting a fight.
I know he's a nice guy, but it's not good enough. That name's still bad.
Well, mm-hmm. I gotta say you're wrong
Kirk.
On this one, Sarah.
What about Kirk? I fully agree with
Kirk made
too.
The list. Kirk made the list. How about that?
Oh, okay, good.
Right.
I'm glad.
Have a great night. So some of the names we have: Travis.
I like Travis.
Wink.
Wink?
Yeah. Like Wink Martindale was a
Whoa,
game show.
Yeah,
that sounds
sucks.
Like Merlin.
I like Merlin so much.
You do?
Yeah.
Tom. I don't know.
It's a good name.
I like the name Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice middle-of-the-pack kind of name.
I like it.
You know what I mean? It's not like Mike. Like, Ugh. You hear the name Mike, right? What do you think of Mike? I think
Boring.
Of...
Boring.
When I hear the name Mike, I think of guy making me sell his dumb t-shirts more... Like apmike.bandcamp.com. When I think of Mike, that's the first thing that pops into my head, where you can get Mike's dumb masses shirts or his song. God knows what else he's going to sell up on that thing. Human hands. Kevin.
It's a good name.
Paul. I'm taking Paul.
Oh, I love Paul.
Yeah, Paul's a nice name. We got a lot of Paul.
You know what I love?
What?
Paula.
Paula?
I think it's the most beautiful name.
You like Paula?
Yeah.
Who's a Paula that you like? From the Magic Garden? Paula?
Mm-mm.
Paula Deen? That's a beautiful
Mm-mm.
woman, right?
No.
That's like a warm, inspiring person. Is that the kind of person you take strength from? It's like Paula Deen?
No.
Hey, Mary.
Ew. What if Get out of here.
What if you got the offer? To co-host a show with Paula Deen.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You would?
Yeah.
And it's called Mary and Paula.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the two of you are handcuffed together.
And we have
it's a
to
cooking show.
Eat off the links.
Yeah. It's a cooking show that you're both handcuffed together on. You have to, like, cook and your arms getting thrown all over the place while she's, like... Pouring
butter directly into my mouth.
Yeah, she's like, "Is this butter fresh, Mary?" And she just jams an entire
Help.
Stick of butter. You're like, "Best show."
Hey, Mary. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Like, to whom am I speaking? To whom are we speaking? Oh.
This is Ben in Bloomington, Indiana.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, I got a few for the topic.
What do you got?
Okay, I'm a little late listening, so maybe I'm missing these already, but I think Jeb is a pretty bad name.
All right, that's low-hanging fruit. Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Jeb, well, I'm putting it on.
I think Dirk is pretty bad.
Ooh.
Like Dirk Nowitzki?
Yeah, like Dirk Nowitzki, or just Dirk, any sort of Dirk.
Yeah, okay.
And I think Cole is a pretty bad name.
Mm,
Cole?
Yeah.
You don't like Cole?
Cole sucks.
What about the dude on Difficult People, Cole?
Oh, I love Cole.
Mm.
I still
game,
think it's bad.
This game is a tightrope.
Cole Escola doesn't seem like a Cole, though.
All right, that's fair.
Right? Well,
you know what people are saying online a lot? Gavin.
Ooh.
That's a bad one. I'm putting Gavin
Yeah,
on
Gavin
that.
Is not great.
Gavin.
Yeah, I got another one.
What are some Gavin? Like Gavin McLeod, right? Was that his name?
I don't know.
His name on Love Boat, Mike? Right? Yeah. I'm putting Gavin down.
What else you got?
How about Bentley?
No, that's like, get off my phone. That's not even real.
Bentley?
Thing. Bentley.
Bentley, yeah. Yes.
Best show.
Somebody 34 said, Double D, brah.
Somebody said Garrison. Who is this? Double B?
BB?
Is this BB, BB from Las Vegas?
You ain't kidding.
I love
hey,
it.
Hey, BB.
Hey, Mary.
What's
Ciao,
up?
Bella. How you doing, Wooly Wooly?
I'm doing pretty
Wait,
good.
How do you guys know each other?
We're Twitter friends.
Twitter,
yes.
You talk that way.
And I think he was there the last time. One of the last times I called and... We mm-hmm. got into a, the old man from Pawn Shop. We were like,
oh, yeah.
The old man from Pawn Shop. Okay, here's the show.
Mm-hmm.
Your left arm is handcuffed to Paula Deen. Your right arm is handcuffed to the old man on Pawn Shop, on Pawn, okay. Pawn Wars. What is it? Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars. Which arm do you chew off first?
Ooh.
I just want to
go for Paula because
this dumb thing ain't worth.
Chumley.
Yeah, Chumley. Look, Chumley, you idiot. This isn't worth $20. You buy this thing.
I thought one of the funniest ones I've ever seen. And look, I can't watch that show anymore. The one guy is like a sex criminal. The other one, God knows what any of them are up to. Allegedly, he's a sex criminal. I don't know. It's pretty gross.
Mm.
It's not fun when shows...
No.
That show's
I was down
not...
that block not long ago. That place just jumps right out at me, and I didn't even see it.
Yeah, the crowds are lessening, huh?
Absolutely. It's not the big stop on the tour like it used to be.
They found that one guy on Storage Wars in a locker. They found his skeleton. The guy who went, yep. Remember that guy? They found his skeleton in a locker. And the crazy thing is that the two, Jared and Brandy, bid on it. And then the crazier thing is that the other guy bid on it, and he was just like, I just got my hands on, I got Dave Skelton. This is $600. Here's a fast 600. We really have to get Staten Island Garbage Rats going. Wouldn't that be the greatest reality show?
I would love
Me
that.
And AP Mike and Dudio and Pat. Driving
it sounded
ATVs.
Out there a year ago, man. You're just getting warmer and warmer every year.
We're driving ATVs all over the Staten Island garbage dump, right? And you picture Mike pulling out a copy of Last Exit to Brooklyn, like a copy with like barf all over it. And he starts like acting a scene out in the middle of the thing, right? Wouldn't that be amazing? Right, Mike?
That would be art.
Yeah. So, baby, what's going on tonight?
Well, the big local news is the Killers are going back to Sam's Town. It's a big deal. There's a tour attached and everything.
Wait, they're going back to the casino?
That they started at. And there's some kind of tour
that
was referenced in the Review Journal.
I can't miss this.
And it was, a bus tour from
Killers.
All the places that
they got
made
five.
The boys.
They got five songs. I like five songs by them.
Yep.
Right?
I'm sure you'll hear them.
More than most, right?
Oh, my friend did a nice remix of, I can't remember.
When you were young. That one?
No. Can you read my mind?
Can you
That's
read
where
my
I figured
mind?
Out he's kind of a cross between Bono and Chris from Coldplay. Like a really uncomfortable.
What
but
about
still, it still works.
What about the one that goes, are we human? Nor are we dancer. Right?
Right.
That's come on, you could do better than that lyric. Are we human or are we dancer?
Oh boy.
So you have a name for the list, BB?
I do, but I need a drill down, just a brief one. When you say, hashtag says dumbest, like when you mean dumbest, or have you known someone, like, you know, I've met a guy named Ben that I don't like, so you're going to put Ben on the list, or is it a name that's, when you say dumb, when I say dumb, it's something like calling your kid Mister.
Look, whatever it means to you, BB, is what the this is amorphous. And look, I'm not saying that if we declare one your name the final thing, that it means you're dumb or anybody's dumb.
I get it.
Look, my name is on this thing. Some guy called up and said Tom was a dumb name.
Yeah, I thought and that I, was
and
some
I kind of couldn't I couldn't disagree with that. I didn't agree with him completely, but I got where he was coming from. Tell you think I'm happy with Tom Sizemore?
Ooh.
Right? You think I like that?
Example.
Right?
Real bad again.
You think I like that? The Tom Tom drum? I don't like that.
Doubting Thomas? You think I like all these things? No. Thomas
no,
English
don't.
Muffins? When, you think I like this?
Man. Job.
So Job, you're saying?
Job. Yeah,
J-O-B.
No, so I've heard of people who... I'm going to say Mr. Because I've heard, you know, that...
Mr.
I'm going to call him Mr. So all right. he would have the name already.
What about Garrison? What about Garrison?
Garrison's pretty bad because... Well, of course, that's a diminutive. Gary is a diminutive of that.
Yes, well, Gary,
so you're already
flip.
Got
He'd
the big
out.
G in there somewhere.
Here comes Mike. Already. Mike has some names, baby. He's got a piece of paper.
Okay.
Here we go. He wants to read it. It's not enough. This guy, he'll turn into dust if he doesn't get airtime on the show. It's not bad enough. I didn't mention his dumb shirts 60 times on the show.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. What do you have?
I've got Judd.
Judd.
Yeah.
J-U-D-D.
Yeah.
Rhymes with thud.
That's a pretty bad one. Judd.
And it's not in the Bible.
Okay.
And I got Velma.
Like from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
That's a nice name.
Yeah, that's, you see that sweater. You can't.
Too old-timey, too, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. But well, you can grow old with grace with it.
Mr. What do you got over here? Too old time. We got, what do we got? Diplo over here. He's just Mr. Modern, right? It's too old timey. Here goes the Mike Dollar sign coming through, right? Too old timey.
What else you got?
What do we got? We got, I think Gavin is pretty good. And Garrison.
Garrison, Mr.
I think right now Gavin and Garrison are in the lead for me. Newton is not great.
Yeah.
Also, you said someone suggested Wink as in Wink Martindale. I understand that is short for Winston.
So, yeah, I'm taking Wink off that. Wink is a fun version of Winston.
It's the sassy one from Canada Dry.
I don't know what that means.
You don't remember Wink soft drink?
No, what's that?
Boy, I'm old.
I don't.
Is it a seltzer?
Dudio says he remembers.
No, it was
Wink.
Grapefruit.
Oh.
It was bitch. Mm.
This is what I'll say to you, BB. Yeah. Did you know that in Nashville at Duke's, the cool bar I love in Nashville, they have a drink called, named after me, on the drink menu?
Yeah.
And do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
It's seltzer water with lemon. And I ordered my own drink down there.
That's
it felt empowering.
That's
I love it.
I think for women.
Yes.
I was never crazy about Maisie until I heard the band Ann Dane. So I'm past that now.
The band Ed Dames?
Ann Dane, E-N-D-A-I-N.
Not Major Ed Dames. He doesn't have a band, does he?
No.
Remote Viewing?
Kind of like they're very Baroque.
Major Ed.
Oh, very nice.
If Major Ed Dames had a band, he would know how the band was going to do because of Remote Viewing before the band did it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's my Art Bell. Laugh.
Oh.
Right. We're out Elsa. Here in the desert, so we got to... Right? Remember him, Art Bell?
No.
Loved Art Bell. Not that drip, George Norrie guy. Sleeping pill. Right? Put you to sleep. I'm saying on the list right now, I'm crossing Cole off. Judd, I'm going to circle.
Porter?
Yeah, Cole. I'm circling Gavin. I'm circling Garrison. Circling Kevin. I'm going to leave Tom in just to make a point. I'm crossing Todd off. Newton is too arcane. Guy is too arcane. Tevin, no.
I thought of two that suck.
Who? What that now?
Dane.
What that now?
I knew a Dane.
Dane. Dane's pretty
badass.
Bad.
Badass.
And
okay.
Zeke.
Not in a good way.
Zeke? Z-E-K-E?
Yeah.
All right, I'm circling those. Crossing Dirk off.
Hi, Dirk.
Craig, Tanner, goodbye. Kirk. Jeb is too much. You only think of one person with Jeb. Travis,
absolutely.
I'm losing. Merlin, I'm losing. So we're down to Kevin,
Gavin, Judd, Zeke, Dane, and Garrison. And I'm circling Tom. I'm crossing Tom off. For God's sake, I come here every week. I think I'm entitled to take my own name off the list.
Hell yeah. You get a pass.
And I'm adding Mike onto the list. I'm adding Mike. I'm adding Jason.
And smart.
I'm adding Pat. Mm-hmm. I'm crossing Pat off. Everybody likes Pat. And I'm crossing Jason off. Jason's all right. Leaving Mike on. I'm also adding Michael. Mickey.
Oh, I like Mickey, though.
You do?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like Mickey from Seinfeld.
Oh.
That's his beard. His beard is very upsetting to me. Has nothing to do with anything. I'm not even sure what the proper term is. Little person? Is that the proper?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just his beard is terrifying to me.
Hmm.
Right?
You should meet my Aunt Mickey. She's lovely.
All right. I'm sure she is. If she's related to you, she would have to be super cool. Crossing Mickey off because of your Aunt Mickey. Crossing Michael off because only Larry the Perv calls Mike Michael. So the list now is Kevin, Gavin, Judd, Zeke, Dane, Mike, and Garrison. What should we lose here?
Get rid of Kevin. It's too normal.
Kevin, we're losing. You're right. Kevin's too normal.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's a fine name.
Mike. Should I keep Mike on? Yeah, Mike's a pretty...
Make him sweat a little bit.
Job, I'm sorry, baby. I'm losing Job. I'm going to take some other calls, baby. All the lines are lit up.
Absolutely. I just want to address anybody who gets out of line and blames it on being high. They go on the list.
Oh.
Ooh, smart.
Shots fired.
I'm stoned immaculate, man, and I can keep it in line.
BB can handle it, right?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Do you have one of those giant balloons filled with weed?
No, sir. It's a straight-up bong.
Just a straight-up bong, right?
Yes, sir.
I love it, BB. You're awesome.
Thank you, sir, as are you.
Mary,
it's been a pleasure. I'll see you on the tubes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Best show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Courtney.
Courtney. What do you got, Courtney? A name?
Yeah, I started making a list.
Yules. Let's hear it.
Okay. So based off what you guys said so far, you just said Diplo, so his name, Thomas Wesley. Reagan.
Wesley.
Brooklyn.
Are you saying Wesley?
Okay, you know how you just called someone Diplo,
as a
joke?
I called Mike Diplo.
Because he was
ripping somebody for being like old timey, as if he's like the cutting edge of what's he think? He's Mike Mills, right? Meek Mills.
Oh, so I
Meek Mike.
Yeah, I didn't get that joke then, honestly.
Right? And this whole Meek Mill, look, I got a side against Drake with this Meek Mill. Meek Mills.
Meek Mill? Well, I don't
Philly.
Think Drake and Meek are good anymore, are they?
Drake's terrible. Mickey? Drake is terrible now. Everything sounds like a weird, sad dude rapping over the lamest beats you ever heard, moaning about Cheesecake Factory.
I know. Why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake? You know I love to go there. But
Meek Mill's. He's all over the Creed, the soundtrack, which is good. At least he did something good recently.
Well, you know Drake has like a live-in house sitter. Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay, the football player?
Yeah, so if they're like more than friends, like maybe that's why he's sad.
Look, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to let you be smart.
Not speculate. All right, anyway.
So go ahead. What do you got?
Zeke is on the list. Okay.
We have Zeke here already.
Fonzie?
That's a nickname of
a
fake character. That's nobody's name.
Fronzie. Fronzi.
It's too obscure.
Too obscure? Okay.
Sorry.
Grayson?
Grayson? No.
Amber-Kelly.
That sounds like you just don't like somebody named Amber Kelly.
No, I was looking at the...
Okay, we're done with you. Sorry. We got to take call. I got to take the rest of these calls. I got to end the show. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Mickey from Duluth. I've got one for the topic.
What do you got, Mickey?
Derek?
No.
Nah, Derek. Yeah, Mary says no to Derek.
Sorry. Okay, well, thanks for defending my name earlier.
Okay, no prob.
Best show.
Hey, Tom. My name is Bucky. I'm in Peoria, Illinois.
Bucky. Okay, what do you got, Bucky?
I mean, first, the obvious is my own name, Bucky, B-U-C-K-Y.
I'm not going to do. You be nicer to yourself, Bucky.
Thanks, man. I got one. I know we haven't had enough female names. I feel like Connie is up there.
Connie.
Ooh, I like it.
You like it on the list?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, Dudio just stepped in. He says Dax.
Dudio.
Dax and Sylvester. All right.
I like all those names.
Okay.
I'm a big Connie Chung fan.
Okay, Connie's not making the list. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, Tom, can I say something about the Olympics right quick?
Sure.
Hey, you got to check out Handball. Me and my girlfriend, we watched an illegal French TV stream of Handball. We watched France versus Tunisia, and it was the most intense thing I've ever seen. Yeah.
Well, you might want to watch other things then, because that does not sound very intense. Best show. Most intense
hey,
thing he's ever
me?
Seen. It is you. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I have a couple of names rapid fire because I know the show's going to end soon.
Let's hear it.
Chad or Tad or both?
Chad or
yep.
Tad.
Yep.
Those are okay. Pretty general.
Chad,
like,
we're
going to
go with
names.
Chad because I like Tad.
Okay.
The rock star Tad.
Preston.
Yep.
Well, this is
and I knew a kid named Merrick. We always made fun of because his name is a cross between Mark and Eric.
Nah, I'm not doing that. You already landed two.
Okay. Before I go, can I just say shout out to
Skyler?
Jason and New Image Mounting. He gave me a Best Show sticker for free. It was really cool.
Wait, who gave you one?
Jason at New Image Mounting and Laminating in London, Ontario.
Great. That's why we do
yeah.
it. That's why we send them out. All right.
Thanks,
buddy. Bye.
Pat says Skyler, and Pat is correct.
Skyler. So now the list just cracked back open again. Let's narrow this down real quick. Yay or nay? Mary, you help me on this. Sylvester.
Nay.
Nah, I say nay. Sorry, dude.
It's a cool name.
Dane.
Yay.
Zeke.
Yay.
Chad.
Yay.
What happened to you in a Chad? What, did Chad make funny or something?
My sister's ex-husband is named Chad.
Okay, this is very personal. Preston?
Nay.
I'm going to say, I agree. Judd?
Nay.
Yeah, I.
It's kind of nice.
Sorry, Mike. Gavin? Yay. I'm saying yay on that
yay.
One. And then Garrison?
Nay.
Nay. Because Garrison Keillor is who I think of.
Yeah, I just don't know any other ones.
You're right. Okay. So we're talking about Gavin, Mike, Dane, Zeke, Chad, and Skyler. I'm saying goodbye. Sorry, Pat. I'm saying goodbye to Skyler. Gavin. Sure, Pat just gave me the finger through the door because Dudio laughed.
Well, let's get rid of Mike because we know that's a nice and normal
name.
Yeah.
Sure, I know. And God, look, God forbid I went to, could you imagine that firestorm? Hey, it's me again. I just don't know why you had to put my name on the thing. I know you're trying, I know it's a comedy show and everything, but, you know, it really, it's my name, and I know you're taking shots at me, you think it's funny. It's in the spirit of the show, I know, but, you know, it's still my name, and I know it's just, I think that crosses the line. So we're down to Gavin, Dane, Zeke, and Chad.
Well, let's get rid of Chad because we know I'm biased.
Yeah, we know you just hate. Well, not hate. I don't want to say you hate him. So Gavin, Dane, and Zeke. I'm just saying goodbye to Dane because everything's a Dane Cook.
Yeah.
But Great Danes cancel out that. Like a fun Great Dane cancel it out. And Zeke. So we're just going with Gavin. Gavin's
nice.
The worst name. The worst male name. Female, we have Edwina, Madison, Gwyneth, Sky, Velma.
I like Velma. I think it's a good name. Edwina, I also think, is very pleasant.
Well, let me look here. We have people are saying Jennifer.
Jennifer's fine.
Seeing a lot of Chester here. Let's see. Not a lot of female ones coming up here. Andy Kimmler just said agave, which is, I guess another sweetener. He's still at that coffee shop. Edwina, Madison. So Edwina is too British, I'm going to say. Mm. So we're talking Velma, I like also.
Yeah.
Madison, Gwyneth, or Skye?
I think Gwyneth is taking the cake.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
I think it's the worst name.
All right. Gavin and Gwyneth. The G's are not. Yeah, that's
interesting.
Hard. What do you think of that, Mike? Hey, should we do half hour power? Well, you know what's scary about that? When Mike says, yeah, why not? It means he's got something teed up to drop on this thing. Let's burn through these calls, then we'll do half hour power. Best show.
This is the half hour power?
Not yet. You want to do it? You call back. Thanks, buddy. Best show.
Hey, this is Cody from Jupiter, Florida.
Cody, that is a bad one.
That is a bad name.
Oh, it's your name.
It is.
It keeps happening. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I understand.
Okay, what do you got?
I have one for the topic.
What?
Laramie?
No.
No.
Best show.
Hello.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I want to talk about, we have this thing in our friend group about a bingo card. We do it with a baseball game. We do it with what people say around us when we're in the middle of nowhere. There's a bunch of hicks. I want to pitch Tom the idea of having a bingo card of something that callers say.
Yeah.
Where he can have a bingo card that he fills up over
there. This is Tom. Put it together.
Oh.
Put it together, Chief. Send it to me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. You don't have to apologize. Put it together. I want to see it.
I thought I was talking to Mike, Tom. I thought I was telling myself.
Look, if you're talking to Mike, you'd...
Remember when you called the guy creepy earlier and he apologized?
Yeah. Hey, put it together. I'd love to see that. That's a great idea.
No,
being a caller.
I'd like to put it together. I wanted to discuss it with you a little bit. And let you.
The show's over, Chief. Best show.
Hi, this is Sarah in New Orleans. Hi, Mary. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I think you guys picked the worst names, but I have a story of two bad names that I'd like to tell real quick.
Let's hear it.
So in New Orleans, the newscaster here, we have twin sportscasters, and their names are Travers and Fletcher Mackle. And I think that in combination, that might be the dumbest name.
That's a good tandem one.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Now, Faye.
A terrible pair name.
Do you know Faye, who does a show on WFMU? She's
Faye
saying.
Con.
Yeah. She's saying Mildred.
Yeah, Mildred's not a great name.
Mildred's a rough one, but I think it's in the past now.
Yeah.
I like it better than Gwyneth, though. Gwyneth is gross.
Yeah.
There's
a lot wrong with Gwyneth.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good night, you guys.
You
Bye.
Too. Well, we're going to do the half-hour power next, which is the best show post-show, 30 minutes of rapid-fire on-screen phone calls. Mary, do you have to? Can you stick around for that?
I'll stick around.
All right. I know you have your Facebook Live thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you can splash some cold water on your face,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be spry for both this and that.
That's right.
I'm going to say to you all listening to the best show, thank you for listening. Number one, thank you to Mary Houlihan for coming down.
Thanks for
having
me.
You're always great, and you can always come here anytime you want. And people can figure out and find out about what you're doing over at your Twitter is Mary Hooley.
Correct.
And what's your website?
MaryHoolihan.tumblr.com.
And you can see Mary's artwork and all sorts of and the shows and everything is up there. So that's that. It's like the agendas out there. Just the agendas. Pat hates them. Pat likes everybody.
Pat's Pat. I like Pat. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes Pat. But Dudio and Mike, one's going to have to go. I mean, that's just where we're going. And I mean, I don't want to say this because, you know, show's over. I guess I can say it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's probably going to be Mike. He's going to have to go. He's he's getting weird in a way that isn't even like, there's not a lot I can do with it anymore.
You know I mean, if that's how you feel.
I mean, it's weird. You know what he asked me?
Hmm.
He asked me just, he said, can I go sit in your car for a while and just cool out?
He said that?
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you want to sit in the passenger thing and put the air on? I was like, I thought you might want the air conditioning
on.
Yeah. He's like, no, I don't, just pop it open. I'll
like
sit
the
in
the trunk?
I think he wanted to go in the trunk, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's getting odd with this guy. And this apmike.bandcamp.com is driving me up the wall because he's got these massive shirts for sale.
Yeah, yeah. They're so comfortable.
This is what I can do. I can say, this is the best part of this. I can smear this dude from every which way. As long as I say apmike.bandcamp.com, he doesn't care. As long as I tack that onto anything I say about him, he's happy as a clam. So we are going to listen to something by one of my favorite bands of this year, Sweet Spirit. This is a song called Rebel Rebel from their album Kokomo on 9 Mile Records. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Half Hour Power. We're going to do the calls, and it'll go up on Friday next. Be back next week. Bye. Oh, I forgot to do this. It never works the way I want it to. Buzz there. It should go a something a like a this.
You got the kind of pride that can't be satisfied 'cause you're a